gave the orders. No one asks about the crime. No one looks behind the curtain. And no one questions why. The only time we got is right about now. I cross my heart, I take the vow, I'll never turn, I'll never bend, I'm with you now, until the end.
But this is just the beginning of this evening's May 20th Info Warrior. Hello folks, welcome this Wednesday evening. Breaking news off of WikiLeaks. I'm really starting to love WikiLeaks. Maybe my favorite website out there at this point. They're turning over all these Bilderberg documents showing that the Bilderberg Group was behind the European Union, behind the Euro, behind globalization. Not a golf club like they said for all those years. And not an organization that just didn't exist like the media said for all those years. A real organization that does set policy in private and changes up their membership. You know, I was looking at that yesterday, and the guy who started a PayPal and Facebook were there this year. Very technologically savvy. And, of course, Kissinger and Rockefeller, who are always there, were there as well. Larry Summers was there. You name it, the who's who were at Bilderberg in Greece this year. Now, why am I bringing up WikiLeaks? Well, I have these two brand new CDC documents in front of me. This is off of the 18th, so this is relatively new. This is from Monday. And if you'll notice right here at the bottom, it says day of planning for an H1N1 vaccination campaign. Oh, they're getting ready to vaccinate you on a massive level. And I got a story out of Reuters where they're saying 4.9 billion people. 4.9 bill. I mean, I think that leaves about 1.6 bill that won't take it. So that's one in four. That's how they're going to have 4.9 billion flu shots for you. Think about that. And here's the updated version. This is how awesome WikiLeaks is. This is today's document. 24 pages of fear mongering right here. And you know, the CDC is still claiming, oh, we have six deaths in the United States, all from swine flu. So they're counting that kid. They're counting that woman. Then later in this report, they actually have to admit that a lot of these people did have chronic illnesses beforehand. Where is it? But they don't put that into play. Let me see where that is. Let me see if I can pull that out. Here we go. 71% of hospitalized patients had an underlying chronic condition. Here, look for yourself again. Right there, I highlighted it. 71%, that's across the world. All right. And some of those include asthma or COPD. Asthma is not a chronic condition. I don't know why they actually included that. Diabetes, immune compromised, chronic cardiovascular disease. Remember that one guy had gout. He could barely walk some days. It's just insanity to me. And the fact that they're going to have 4.9 billion vaccinations means they're planning on using them. This isn't 100 million, this isn't 200 million, this isn't 300 million, the population of the United States of America. This is 4.9 billion. Let that sink in for a moment. 4.9 bill, dog. That is rather large. That's a campaign to vaccinate the world, the globe. Here it is right here. Companies could vaccinate 4.9 billion against H1N1. World Health Organization. And remember, if they just go to that pandemic level six, they went to five, mandatory vaccinations, no civil rights, quarantines, and drugs that don't need to work. Let me repeat that. Drugs that don't need to work. Doesn't have to be proven that it works. Doesn't have to help you in any way. They still want to stick your arm with it and go, oh, take it. Man, I wish I had that in front of me, but all the other news that we've been doing with CPS and all that good times has overshadowed the World Health Organization document. I'm going to have to find that. 4.9 billion, folks. On top of that, we got a lot of RFID news. You know, we've been big on the chip this week. Well, we're about to get bigger. Or is it smaller? That's right. RFID tags in paper, amongst other things. We'll be back after this. This is The Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Hello, this is Steve Shank. Alex has told you you have to get a supply of food, but Alex and I have decided that there are some of you that we really don't want to have food. If you're a politician who voted for the bailout, don't call eFoods Direct. If you agree with one guy screaming about global warming instead of 650 climatologists who know the earth is cooling, don't call eFoods Direct. If you think growing food for cars is better than feeding people, don't get food. If you think waiting for a cop to show up after a crime is better than defending yourself and preventing the crime, don't call eFoods Direct. If you believe the official report on 9/11, you won't need food. If you think the warnings on the Alex Jones Show are foolish, don't call eFoods Direct. For the rest of you, go to eFoodsDirect.com or call 800-409-5633. You can't possibly know or control what government, corporate America, or others will do, but you can control what you do. Complete your supply now, eFoodsDirect.com. 800-409-5633. 800-409-5633.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Due to recent events related to the H1N1 virus, the Center for Disease Control has issued a public health emergency across the United States.
What can you do to prepare yourself from potential airborne threats?
Using patented technology developed for NASA, ZeroFlu.com offers you the very best in air purifiers. These revolutionary air purifiers sanitize and protect up to 3,000 square feet of your home and stop 99.9% of airborne allergens, influenza, bacteria, viruses, pollen, dust, pet dander, black mold, MRSA, salmonella, contaminants from chemtrails, and more. Not only from the air, but from all surfaces.
With no filters to replace ever, you save money.
Prepare yourself today. Truthful answers to your questions and concerns can be found at ZeroFlu.com. To learn more, visit ZeroFlu.com. That's ZeroFlu.com. Or call 1-888-766-6066. 1-888-766-6066. ZeroFlu.com. Protecting you and your family one day at a time.
Paranoia strikes deep into your life, it will creep. It starts when you're always afraid. Step out of line, the man come and take you away. We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on.
Companies could potentially turn out 4.9 billion doses of vaccine against the new H1N1 influenza strain within a year under the best case scenario, the World Health Organization officials said on Tuesday. WHO Director General Dr. Margaret Chan, and remember, Chan is the one out there fear-mongering, oh, we're going to need to go to level 6. We're going to need to go to level 6. And she's the one that's just like, ugh. There's no way this could come out of a lab. Ugh. That's just fear-mongering. Meanwhile, the guy who created Tamiflu, one of the main guys, says, well, that's actually one of the simpler explanations, but he spins it and says, well, of course it would have had to been an accidental escape. Meanwhile, the CIA in 71 releases African swine virus on the Cuban population. Coincidence? Coinkydink? I doubt it. I doubt it. U.S. health officials said they were finding higher than expected numbers of cases of seasonal influenza still circulating and worried that a drug-resistant strain may mix with the new H1N1 swine flu strain to create a dangerous new strain. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it was essential for drug makers to work with governments to drug makers and governments together again for the millionth time. for the millionth time. They are so in bed together. How can you trust these people? Please tell me how you're going to trust these people. To avert the worst potential impacts of the new H1N1 strain, which has killed 81 people and been confirmed at nearly 10,000 globally. Now, I can knock two off right off the bat. Okay, because in these documents, they're still fear-mongering that baby and that 33-year-old woman died of swine flu. They didn't. Let me repeat that. They did not die of swine flu. The Associated Press report about the woman starts saying she died of swine flu and then says, well, Texas health officials did fall short of actually saying that she died of swine flu. And then it interviews a guy. Yeah, she had this chronic illness and that chronic illness and she was in the hospital from the 15th of April. Didn't look too good for her. Give me a break. And there's even more fear-mongering than just this. Saying, oh, we're going to have 4.9 billion. Think about that massive vaccination campaign. And remember, here's the internal document saying they are planning it. Do we really need the internal document, though, when we have them on the Today Show talking about a three-spot shot? Three separate shots, mandatory, Obama administration style, for this swine flu. That's a reality, folks. That's what's being proposed. I know a lot of you like fairy tales and, you know, happy times, but this isn't cotton candy and ice cream, okay? This is reality. Sometimes we have to put our big boy pants on and understand that there's a larger agenda out there, not just roll up the sleeves and take the vaccinations. This one is out of The Sun, which is a big tabloid-style paper, kind of like the New York Post out in London. A deadly strain of the superbug MRSA could team up with the swine flu to kill thousands, experts said last night. The drug-resistant bug triggers a lung condition that kills half of its victims in under 72 hours. Now, this sounds a lot like the fear-mongering that we had 2 weeks ago at a UPI where they said that this flu virus was going to combine with HIV and create airborne AIDS. You don't hear a lot about that. You don't hear a lot about this. But just that these stories are in the mainstream and people are reading them, it puts it in the back right here, right in the subconscious. Oh, this swine flu is super dangerous. I'll do anything the government says. Just take care of me, good government. Just take care of me. I need someone to take care of me. I don't want to get sick. And then right there, it's just this putz in a surgical mask. And someone else sent me a link earlier today. I didn't really get into it too much just because it was, you know, this company trying to fearmonger and saying, hey, get your free, you know, your free mask. Get your free mask. Get your own free mask going to protect you. Oh, by the way, don't forget to get your Tamiflu as well. See, right there with the free mask, they got a link to the Tamiflu. So the drug companies are trying to use this fear to get you to buy a drug that doesn't work admittedly. Yet Tamiflu is not going to help you against this swine flu virus. Remember, not really swine flu. Three types of flu. Two strains of... At first they were saying it was two strains of bird flu, avian flu. Then they changed it and said it was two strains of pig flu and then one strain of avian flu, one strain of human flu. So who knows? All we know is it is a combinant virus. All right, I'm going to take some calls, 866-582-9933. Who do we got? We got Delorean, maybe it's Delorean? Delorean in Ireland, you're online.
It's Darren, Jason.
Okay, well, I got an L in there somewhere. I don't know why they typed it to me, but it's ridiculous.
How's it going? I'm still listening, as usual. I just wanted to ring in a few things. Actually, I got a pamphlet in the post there. I actually can't find it on it. But it was about the swine flu, and I know a lot of my neighbors have been getting these pamphlets, you know, oh, what to do when you get the swine flu and how to diagnose it and what to do, you know, if someone's mm-hmm. sick in your home.
Mm-hmm.
It literally says, well, all the symptoms are like a normal flu. So even if you have a normal flu, they're trying to make you panic, like here, you know?
Yeah, but the normal flu might have a higher death rate. If the CDC's numbers were true, which I doubt that they are, you're literally talking about, I think it's 5 to 10 deaths a day from the regular flu on average, okay? Now, we've had supposedly in the United States 5 deaths over the past, what's it, the 15th? And when did they just start declaring this? I think it was the first week of April. So in 5 weeks, we've had 5 deaths, 1 death per week. That would mean that there would only be 365 regular deaths from the flu in the United States of America. And that's far off from what the CDC says. They say something like, I think it's in the thousands, maybe even 30,000. I know I read something, off of Reuters the other day, but they're making this out to be this huge deal. Can you imagine 4.9 billion vaccinations worldwide?
Oh, yeah. I know.
That's incredible.
I know, it's amazing. I was listening to you and I was just like, oh Jesus, like, that's mad. Yeah. Actually, on another tip, I know Alex was saying there during the week that they're really going to try and push the Lisbon Treaty. Today in work, I work in a hotel and we were caring for, there was a local elections going on and it was for Fine Gael, which is a party in Ireland. And the party leader from Fine Gael was there and his name is, I can't believe I forgot his name. But I was talking to the party leader of Fine Gael, because he actually could be the next Taoiseach, which is the Prime Minister of Ireland soon.
Okay.
Because that's probably one of the biggest parties in Ireland now. I just said, right, I'm going to go up and talk to him. And I went up and talked to him, and I asked him about the Lisbon Treaty. Like, I go, what do you think about the Lisbon Treaty coming back in? So, because it's been kind of speculation of it coming back in. But he said, oh, yeah. So he confirmed it. But it is coming back in. And I just said, do you think it's a good idea? Like, and he was like, oh, I think it's a brilliant idea. And he was
so he's all about the globalism. He wants to be part of this European deal, huh?
Well, I was listening to him, and he even kind of believed it himself. He didn't seem like he knew. Like, I know he probably did, but, he seemed like it was, he really did seem like this was the answer. You know, he really was sold on it. And another thing I asked him about, like, I don't know if it's true, Jason, but you can confirm this. I was asking about the IMF's attempt to set up a new...
currency.
Financial system.
Mm-hmm.
And he was like, he confirmed it for me. He was like, they'd only come in if something goes wrong in the economy. And I was like, is that not a bad thing? And he was like, oh, no, not at all. Like,
oh, no, that'll save us, right? Everything's about saving us, man. All right, look at it. The SDRs are here, okay? The special drawing rights units are here. And now more and more countries are taking them. Remember, Mexico took that $48 billion loan from the IMF of SDR units because of the swine flu. Go ahead.
And Ireland is probably in one of the worst states in, like, the EU, like. And I'm thinking this lad is going to be probably more next prime minister. Like, he actually probably will be, because Fianna Fáil have took a fierce drop, which is another political party who are in power right now. And they've been in power for 15 years. And our Taoiseach, our Prime Minister, hasn't really given us results, like, at all. And they're not going to be in. But I think it's just going to be another bait and switch, like they did over there with George Bush. And, George Bush, like, for the last few years,
Yeah, exactly. They're trying to put a leader in there that's a charismatic guy, that no matter what he's talking about, it seems reasonable. You talking to him, making it seem like the answer. And they're going to promote this guy.
He even had me convinced, like. I actually stopped for 5 seconds. I was like, he really did nearly sell me on that. But I talk better in other ways. I just, it amazes me, that, and like, I've been listening lately, and I don't know, like, Everton just kind of seems now to be falling into place, and Everton seems to be coming out more out in the open. And it really kind of just scares me. And I've actually been in contact with We Are Change Ireland, and I'm going to really try and work with them now, because I know African Day is coming up in Ireland soon in Dublin.
Well, not only that, you should be working with them, because if you had had a camera while you were talking to this guy... You need to tape these encounters with these guys, because like you said, this guy's a slick guy. He's probably going to be the next prime minister of your country. But I guarantee if that's the case, he is going to push a globalist agenda and make it sound like it's the solution to everything. I thank you for the call, man. Let's jump to Jake in Minnesota. Jake, you're on the line. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. Thanks for taking my call. I was just going to put in a little piece here real quick. My computer was down for a few days, so I wasn't able to listen to you guys, so I actually had to use the TV.
Oh, wow.
I know, it's pretty sad, but I was on Comcast, and I don't know if everybody has that, but we got a free on-demand thing where you can get some free movies.
Yeah.
And they're already showing the New World Order.
Yeah, yeah, the IFC has offered that on-demand through certain cable networks, some of it for pay-per-view and some of it for free. What is it, $4.95, or is it a free one?
No, it's free. I got it for free, so...
Oh, excellent. Did you watch it?
Yeah, I watched it. It was really good. I mean, I really liked it because it was showing all points of view of it, and I thought it was a pretty honest interpretation of it for everybody to look at.
So. You know what? A lot of the times, and I'm going to hold you over so we can discuss the movie. A lot of the times, I'm sitting there feeling a little bit uncomfortable because you can tell, they're taking a little over the top against us. But then they pull right back in, and the best example to me was in New Orleans, where that blonde young man was out there speaking 9/11 truth, and he talks to those guys at the Pentagon. We'll discuss it further on the other side. It's the Info Digital Warrior with Jason Burmes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources, May 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $931.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $958.49, $479.25 for a half ounce, or $239.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $958.49, $479.25, or $239.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11,110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Would you give someone $100 for a $10 bill? If you're taking vitamins and minerals in a pill form, that's exactly what you're doing. Hello, my name is Dr. David Friedman. According to the Physician's Desk Reference, many vitamins and minerals in a pill form are 10% absorbed. It doesn't take a mathematician to figure out for every $100 you spend on these pills, you're flushing $90 down the toilet. Start absorbing the nutrients you swallow. Introducing Chews for Health, a delicious tasting chewable containing 16 superfruits, sea vegetables, and antioxidants. You know, you work hard for your money. Isn't it time to start getting what you pay for? Order today. 1-800-210-1922. With Choose for Health, your body gets to keep the nutrients you swallow. The first 300 callers are going to receive a free copy of my best-selling CD, America's Unbalanced Diet. 1-800-210-1922. Or go to orderchoose.com.
We're talking New World Order, IFC style, and the film actually opens up pretty surprisingly in my eyes. It starts off with the Secret Society speech from John F. Kennedy. Now, I'll be using that in my New World Order film, entitled Invisible Empire, obviously taking quite a different approach and really not focusing on the people fighting the New World Order, but proving that not only it exists, but how it has taken root and form and what organizations, secret societies it uses to promote its agenda. Now, the beginning I thought was stellar. And it moves on to more of a human aspect, really lets you get to know these guys. If I would have one criticism for it, it's that, you know, it does sometimes play on, you know, like hokey Christian, you know, folk music where, you know, and I'm not trying to bash, you know, religion, but, you know, this is a film supposedly about the New World Order and the people behind it. And really the people that they have playing this stuff aren't even main characters. And then there is this one scene where you really feel like the filmmakers are about to turn on, you know, people who promote 9/11 truth, people who try to explain the New World Order to others. When this kid, he's not a kid, he's, you know, probably my age, is down in New Orleans. He's got his sign and, you know, he doesn't have all the facts at the tips of his fingers. He may not have the gift of gab like I do. And these two guys that work on at the Pentagon just start jumping on him and laughing at him and ha 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 ha, you're funny, da 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 da. And meanwhile, this is, other than Alex, he to me is the most emotional character in it because he woke up due to Katrina. They show him down in New Orleans where houses used to be. And they even end the film with him crying, where it really, it hit me pretty hard. However, he asked them a question which kind of flips the whole thing. He says, well, can you even name one hijacker? And these pompous guys from the Pentagon, these know-it-alls, can't even name one of the 19. Well, what did you like about, what do you think your favorite and least favorite parts were about the film, Jake?
Well, I thought, like, overall it was open to interpretation, which is good and bad because, it, you know, like an educated person would be able to look at it that way. Some people who may have a little more programming could turn it on and, you know, see Alex's rant and be a little bit turned off from that and maybe not go throughout the movie. But if they're open to it and they go out throughout the whole movie, I think they can get an idea on the lifestyle that people in the truth movement are living. And that's what I kind of liked. It was a pretty open debate for that. And then also just giving an open view and open to interpretation, which is kind of what I liked. And sure, they did get a lot of 9/11 truth stuff in there and some good info, too. So.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, again, you know, I mean, they promote my movie all over the place. Loose Change Final Cut is in there. And then my T-shirts, the Investigate 9/11 shirts, are all over the place. There was one character, however, I think that they should have left out completely, and, you know, I didn't think that he added to the mix at all. It was that kid that was doing films, but they were fictional films, and at one point, you know, he seemed credible enough, you know, well-meaning enough, but then he starts talking about how there might be a chip in his head. And I know there are some paranoid schizophrenics out there, but I like to think that the people that do what I do, that do what Alex does, that are really trying to make a difference aren't out there, you know, preaching that we're chipped or that we're being followed all the time. You know, we don't promote hyper paranoia. When I'm telling you about, you know, the swine flu, that's because it's all over the media. And I kind of have to explain what's going on. I'm not out here going, they're going to give me swine flu. I've got to stay indoors. I'm going to wear my mask. And for this guy to put out really crappy B-rated New World Order films that aren't documentary style at all and then say that he might have a chip in his head and, you know, he's just completely obsessed with the subject matter. I mean, you know, somebody who has no idea about 9/11 truth, no idea about the New World Order may be turned off by that. But like you said, it really does give an open portrait of what this movement is about. It really shows Alex Jones's human side while letting people know Alex Jones is Alex Jones. A lot of people are like, well, what's Alex like, you know, outside of the office? Alex Jones is Alex Jones, okay? He is the same exact guy whether I'm sitting in my office, you know, typing away or we're at a restaurant or we're downtown, anything. I mean, the guy is Alex Jones 100% of the time. I can promise you that, audience. I thank you for the call, Jake. We're going to go to Sam Sabian and the Anti-Federalist on the other side. There was some other swine flu news that I really needed to work into the program, and that's that Google is now saying, now remember, Google keeps all of your stats for 6 months. That's right, all your information, all this stuff. But then they are supposedly getting rid of it. Well, now they're saying, if we get rid of it, we might not be able to predict another swine flu pandemic. I don't know what the logic is there. The logic seems to be because of the swine flu, we can spy on you for more than 6 months. We're going to read that article and others on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
The GCN Radio Network. providing the world with hard-hitting talk radio. GCN, great talk radio starts here.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Since 1991, the 7 Store has been helping you prepare in the event of an emergency. The 7 Store is unlike any company you have ever seen, offering a complete line of products that will prepare you for any catastrophe. At the 7 Store, we do something very different for our customers. Out of hundreds of preparedness companies in the United States, we are the only one who offers the most complete variety of preparedness items. From storable food, survival, terror and pandemic kits, water storage and self-reliant items, the 7 Store is your place for preparedness. The 7 Plan, our 46-page preparedness guidebook, is your go-to guide to help you prepare for the unexpected. You can get this book with no purchase or obligation absolutely free. For more information, please visit us online at the7store.net. That's the7store.net. Or call us today at 888-654-3447. That's 888-654-3447.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days. But many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. EcoloBlue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great-tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The EcoloBlue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call EcoloBlue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit EcoloBlue at ecoloblue.com today.
Forcing Google to delete user data after 6 months could dent its ability to predict pandemics such as swine flu, said the search giant's co-founder. See, the co-founder of Google is trying to promote that we need to spy on people and keep their information forever, not delete it after 6 months. Let's just database it all. Let's database the whole nine. Larry Page said he thought more debates were needed around the issue of storing user data. Remember, databasing everything you do. The track and trace system is on. The European Commission wants data ditched after 6 months, but Mr. Page said there were benefits to users. More dialogue is needed with regulators, he told UK journalists at a Google event in Hertfordshire. He said Google's ability to plot and predict potential pandemics would not be possible if the firm had to delete search data after 6 months. When we released data about Mexico flu trends, we had a whole debate, he said. We were worried we would cause panic, but we decided that benefits outweighed the cost. They did cause a panic. People were wearing masks. People in this country thought they were going to get the swine flu, but the panic was caused by the mainstream media and the way that they handled it purposely so that they could make 4.9 billion vaccinations and try to have a H1N1 vaccination campaign out of the CDC. By the way, this is sensitive but unclassified. It is not for further distribution outside of official use only. And again, thank God for WikiLeaks. They're planning on doing it. This is the CDC document. Do you understand? They want to put a needle in your arm for something you're not going to get. Do you get it? All right, let's jump to some callers. Sam in New York. Sam, you're on the line. Let's go to Sabian in Texas. Sabian, you're on
the line. Hey, AJ, Sabian, man. This is a little off topic, but my young one is actually up for a doctor appointment, and I know she's going to get some shots. I've listened in to you and Alex, and I've respected you guys, you know, completely. Mm-hmm. And I want to know, I guess, how to go about, you know, talking about the vaccinations and bringing it up towards the doctor without causing a, you know, sort of a ruckus. I don't want to get, you know, like the parent that's refusing chemo for her kid, you know, get yelled
she's
at.
She's on the run, by the way. I didn't get to go over that. But, yeah, she's on the run, and I think the lawyers actually contacted our office. We'll see if we'll have them on eventually. I don't think it's going to be that far no matter what you do. But, you know, with everything that's going on in the office, there's been a lot of talk about children. And another girl who works here, you know, her pediatrician was trying to give her kid the hepatitis B shot. And, mm-hmm. you know, it's a baby. I mean, it's 2 months, if it's 2 months. And she's like, no, you're not going to do this. She had to change pediatricians. And that pediatrician actually threatened to call CPS on her to let them know that she wasn't giving her baby the shot. So CPS will probably eventually come after you. It's an unfortunate reality. But listen, being honest with you, man, but that doesn't mean that you should drug your kid. Number one, I wouldn't suggest that you get any of the vaccinations. You say, well, actually, I'm looking for the conscientious objector waivers so that I don't have to do this. And then you take it from there. And then they say there are none. And you say, listen, I know that there are no laws that I have to vaccinate my child. And if I do have to change pediatricians, you know, that'll be an unfortunate event, but I'm not going to vaccinate my child. If it really gets down to the nitty gritty, just make sure that you're not going to, and I wouldn't give them any, like I said, but make sure your kid's not taking multiple vaccinations on the same day or in a row. You know, space them out. Even doctors that, for instance, I'm listening to Bubble of Love Sponge a couple of weeks ago, father and son doctor team, and they are going off about the vaccinations and being like, listen, you injure a lot of children. A lot of children are becoming autistic because of this. They talked about the Gardasil shot, you know. I mean, they're trying to, I mean, I read on air yesterday that they injured 1,300 people, admittedly, in the UK with this Gardasil shot, and they said to save 700 lives. Meanwhile, the people that they injured are 12 and 13-year-old girls, some of which became paralyzed. So you're saving 700 lives. That's a made-up number. That's total Johnny nonsense. And even if it was true, it would be the lives of people in their 30s, their 40s, their 50s, their 60s. You're ruining the life of a child who is 12 or 13. So say you want to see the conscientious objection waivers. I know there's not a law. And, you know, if you do, you know, fall prey to this, I mean, they might pull the cops in. I'm not going to lie. They do pull these like strong arm tactics. You space out the vaccinations if you're going to give them to your kids. And I wouldn't dare give them to my children. I thank you for the call, Sabian. Let's go to Anti-Federalist in New Hampshire. Anti-Federalist, you're online.
Hey, Jason. How are you this evening?
Good.
Well, I was going to shift gears on you a little bit, but we're kind of going in the right direction. Mm-hmm. And this is concerning the case of the woman in your office, Janet Sanchez, mm-hmm. and her little daughter, Haley. Mm-hmm. I was listening about that today. And first off, what I'd like to do is I'd like to contribute to their legal defense, wondering where the best place that might be to do that.
All right, legal tips at Infowars.com is who you want to email to give out any donations or any advice. That's who you need to contact. I'm not sure who's going through that, but that actually may be Janet herself, since she does work in the customer service department. They may have actually given her that email and then possibly given her husband access to it as well. Go ahead.
Oh, okay, great. And, you know, along those lines, perhaps I can contact her. You know, I'd love to see a chip in or something like that get started for mm-hmm. her for a legal defense and pass the word around as much as we can to, you know, to contribute as much as we can.
Well, I got to tell you, there's been a lot of media attention after the show. Several news agencies called us, interviewed Alex, and we actually had one local Austin news station come into the studio and interview Alex. So I think you're going to be actually seeing this story blow up on a national level.
is it your sense, your feeling that they may back off, that it may not go as far as having to take legal action against these monsters?
Well, you know, that's the point. We're hoping that through these this media activity that they will back off. Mm-hmm. But let's see how the media reports on it. You know, the media is treacherous. It's backstabbing. You know, let's see if they were smiling to our face only to cut our throats as they're behind us. So, you know, if it's negative press, they may want to end up bringing this to court. If it is, you know, positive press on our end, maybe they will back off. But, you know, we're trying to take out every toolbox in the arsenal.
Right, I understand. And, you know, certainly any way that I can help, the story just really touched me. And what more can you say? I mean, we all read about it. We all see it day after day. You see it. I see it.
Alex, it's incredible. I mean, this is like the quietest, sweetest girl in the office. I'm actually in the cubicle right next to her desk. I hear her all day, and she is... I think I've only said maybe like 10 words to her the entire few months I've been here. Hey, Janet, how you doing? Hey. And she's always super nice, super quiet, does her job. I was kind of in shock when, she came in this weekend while I was working on my movie. This is a good employee. This is somebody who's constantly on the phone with her daughter, by the way, or her husband concerning her daughter. I hear her calling up, hey, how's Haley? Is everything okay? For this to happen yesterday was just mind blowing. A couple of the board ops. You know, they leave during the day and they come back to do my show. They said, hey man, did anything happen with Janet? And I told them and they were just blown away because this is not her MO. This is not somebody who is abusing her child. You know what I mean? And it is very disturbing how far CPS is willing to take this.
No, I you could see that just in the interview that she did today. It was very clear that she cared very deeply about her daughter and certainly doesn't give the impression that there would be anything going on. I mean, these are the people that they seem to target.
Yeah, exactly.
People who they think they can push around.
Exactly. And, you know, Haley, and I thank you for the call, was in office all day and, you know, just watching music videos and hanging out and just a sweet kid, you know, totally sweet kid. You know, I mean, normal, well-adjusted, talking about the Jonas Brothers with the other customer service girl, very wholesome and kind of Disney orientated, if you will. You know, she's talking about dance school and she's singing along to the songs. I would be full force, red in the face, ready to go if that were my kid and someone was trying to take it away. I don't know because I'm not a parent. Thank the Lord. Because you mess with my niece and I get fired up. I can't imagine if it was my child. All right, let's go to Julian in Montana. Julian, you're online.
Hi, Jason. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir.
I was listening to Alex earlier, and we just got to when the family came on, and I get a call from a relative of mine, who is working at the White House.
Mm-hmm.
He's an architect. Apparently, they're doing some things there, putting in a basketball court. I hear,
mm-hmm.
And he calls me up. He's all frantic, and he goes. He goes, let me tell you what happened to me today. And I said, what? He goes, I got in this briefing with members of the Department of Interior and people from the White House, and at the end of it, he tried to shake this man's hand. The man from the Department of Interior says, no, we don't shake hands anymore because of the swine flu, okay? yeah.
Oh my God. Well, you know what? Again, they're really going to try to vaccinate. Listen, they're not making 4.9 billion vaccinations to put them on the shelf. They're to put in the entire world populace. And I'm not reading CDC documents dated from Monday and Wednesday where they outline their day of planning for H1N1 vaccinations. We're going to need a story about this up on Infowars.com. I'm probably going to have to email these links to Kurt and Paul, but it is just incredible to me that, you know, well, I saw the fear mongering. It's kind of laid down, but remember they set the framework where they said, oh, as soon as flu season comes back, the swine flu is going to make a comeback, and you watch. I bet you that when the actual flu hits, they're going to be like 20 deaths in the first week, and they are going to play them up with the fear mongering to the max. And they'll have this program in place, ready to go, to stick you in the arm with the tasty, yeah, delicious vaccination that we oh so love.
Well, there's more to it. My stepdad, he says, what do you mean? What do you mean the swine flu? The guy's like, all these people have died. And he goes, no, nobody's died. The swine flu, it basically doesn't exist. And, well, the guy's like, he goes, well, you know why no one's died? My stepdad says, Yeah, because it doesn't exist. He goes, no, because Obama saved us all by shutting down the schools.
Lord Obama, he's saving us with the redcoats in City Year. You know, I had a couple City Year emails where people are like, City Year's been around for so long. It's a great program. We know it's been around, okay? City Year is a relatively program up until now when it got full federal funding from AmeriCorps, and they're actually going to militarize it. Like, you know, City Year didn't have anything to do with people doing jumping jacks before, but it will now. And it had nothing to do with knocking on doors throughout the country to get people to pledge service. It does now. It used to be about inner city youth and people taking care of their own, and it was a good program, and now they're going to hijack that program with their little fascist colors and their little, I need to shed my individual skin so that I can have my universal skin. We'll have a new world, a universal world, all together. I thank you for the call, Julian. Very interesting stuff. Obama saved us from the swine flu by shutting down the schools. Give me a break. That reminds me, Jesse Ventura was on Stern. I mentioned this yesterday on the show. We're going to play the clip where he talks about 9/11. We can't play much of it because there is some cursing here and there, but it's an interesting clip, and Ventura just is on a rampage. Love the Jesse. Love the body. All right, let's go to Tom in Washington. Tom, you're on the air.
Yeah, hey, Jason. How's it going?
Good, man.
Hey, I just wanted to make sure everybody's aware, since you were talking about Google a little bit ago, that Eric Schmidt, was the CEO of Google, was on the official attendee list at Bilderberg last year.
Right. Got anything else for me? Not only that, this year it was the founder of Facebook and PayPal who was there this year.
That was it. Just wanted to make sure everybody that's listening understands.
Yeah, people don't understand that Google is now heavily involved. I mean, they're openly involved with NASA, which in the majority of cases runs classified programs such as their geoengineering program. Remember, chemtrails don't exist, but NASA will talk about them, you know. And now they're getting in bed with Google, and now they're saying, the UK, they're saying that they're going to, that, remember, they're supposedly wiping out data after 6 months. But now the CEO is like, look, we shouldn't do that. We should just database everybody, every search you do. And, you know, they're already admittedly doing that. We had that lawsuit. It's kind of like tongue in cheek. This guy knows that they're databasing everything, but they want to come out in the open with it. So when they do get exposed later, they can say, hey, it was so we could save lives, so we could predict another pandemic. We need to spy on everybody. I thank you for the call, Tom. Let's go to Papillon in Nebraska. Papillon, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason, I'm good. You're good. The things going on with the kid with the cancer and other people that are being snatched, basically kidnapped by CPS services, in quotes, lays bare a very basic question that a lot of people aren't asking, and that is, whose children are they? Are they your children, or are they the state's children? Now, that question was answered in that Texas case a while back, where there was a whole group of people.
And what you're talking about was it was kind of like this Christian cult of polygamists, and they went in, and all these poor women were all over the media, and, you know, they were dressed like Mennonites. It didn't seem like they had a lot of exposure to the outside world. But they just went up, got a school bus, and took all their children, and these women, like, cried to the media for over a week. The media demonized them, but they did get their kids back, didn't they?
Yeah, they got all their kids back, and the reason is, the state could not prove jurisdiction. Now, the judge did not specifically use that word in his decision, but what it boils down to is none of those people had marriage licenses, so they didn't contract with the state, and none of the children had birth certificates, which is your ownership paper by the state, which makes you collateral on the debt.
So you're telling me because of common law they were able to forego all these charges?
Absolutely. There were no birth certificates, no marriage licenses, therefore no jurisdiction. That the judge ordered the children returned because the state had no authority over those people.
You know, I always wonder what happened with them. You know, that is very interesting. And
that is the bottom line.
Yeah, it kind of faded away from the media when they got the kids back, because that wasn't reported in the media. I didn't see that anywhere.
They didn't want to talk about it, but that's what it is. The judge didn't specifically use the word jurisdiction, but he alluded to it in pointing out that there was no birth certificates and no marriage licenses.
Interesting. Yeah, if you could send me some documentation on that, I'd really appreciate it. So maybe I can go over that story.
I have to do some searching.
All right, well, definitely do that. MySpace.com/Jason Burmis for those that don't know. Papillon, I thank you for the call. We're going to go to Carly and others on the other side. It's 866 582-9933. I want to take this opportunity to thank one of our great sponsors here at the Info Warrior. It's ecigarettschoice.com. That's right, ecigarettschoice.com. You looking to quit smoking? You want to be able to smoke inside? Maybe you're not looking to quit. Well, here it is. It's carcinogen-free, no tobacco, just the nicotine buzz you love. It's as easy as this. You just... and exhale, and there you have it. And remember, you can smoke these restaurants, the mall, anywhere. It's water vapor. It is the coolest little thing. It's an electronic cigarette. ecigarettschoice.com. That's ecigarettschoice.com. Now, on the other side, there's some 7-7 news out there. You know, it's just like 9-11. Intelligence officers are like, oh, what's going on here? We should be investigating these guys. And then MI5 says, no, 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 don't investigate. No policey. Remember, this happened with Abel Danger and the hijackers here and members of the FBI and people who were hijackers here. And this is happening in the 7-7 case because they were setting them up as patsies. It's the Info War. We'll be back after this. Infowars.com. PrisonPlanet.tv.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You worry. If you don't, you don't understand the situation. Hi, summer's coming and now's the time to learn self-sufficiency. If you're going to eat from nature's bounty of wild edible plants, remember, there's a learning curve. Experience is the best teacher, but that means time. To speed it up, you'll need to build on the wisdom of a teacher who has lived it. Author Linda Runyon is that teacher. Her Wild Food Knowledge Package is the crash course. The DVD gives you a 3-hour overview of her world directly from her. The book gives you an in-depth reference with all of the insider know-how you'll ever need. And her wild cards are your portable summary and cheat sheet for your field work. This 3-pronged learning system will take you from spectator to scholar to gourmet survivalist in weeks, not years. Folks, I can vouch that Linda's the real deal. She's my mom, and I watched her do it. So go to ofthefield.com or call 888-51-EAT-FREE. Start now. Knowledge is power. Better take action. I think a storm's coming.
IonicZone.com sells virus, bacteria, and mold-killing products that will protect you and your loved ones from airborne pathogens, biological threats, chemtrails, you name it. For instance, IonicZone sells their patented ozone generators from $279, digital water ozonators from $135, and UVC dual-lamp induct air sanitizers from $279. IonicZone also sells highly effective alternative health products. For instance, Jim Humble's revolutionary internal virus-killing invention, MMS, Miracle Mineral Solution, Canada's Nurse Rene Case's Asciox-T, naturopath-recommended Super Zeolite for heavy metal detox, even an ozone handheld bidet. If you're interested in natural healing, you'll love what Ionic Zone has to offer. Ionic Zone also offers free home business opportunities that will make you well over $1,000 a month. Call Mike, toll-free at 1-800-549-9535 to inquire, or go to IonicZone.com.
Plan for a day.
doing.
Before I continue, I just want to give a big shout out to my boy Joe Scannone, who I know is listening every night till he passes out. That's right, I'm on 10 to 1 Eastern, and some of us have to put on the big boy pants and get up early and go to the work in the morning, but he's still listening, and I thank him for that. All my brothers back in Oneonta, love them, miss them. Can't wait to get back to New York for a little while. All right, see, they always spin it. Intelligence Service lacked resources to keep tabs on July 7th bomber. Remember, there's always miscommunication, or they don't have the resources. We need more funding. We need more bureaucracies. That's where the DHS came into play. We couldn't stop those terrorist attacks because we didn't have the Department of Homeland Security, a total bureaucracy, a total nothing agency designed to enslave the public, to track and trace everything you do, to make you the extremist, you the terrorist, you the enemy. Britain's security service was dangerously overstretched, see? Overstretched ahead of the terrorist bombings in London on July 7th, 2005. According to the report yesterday, into whether the attacks could have been avoided, MPs from the UK Parliament's Intelligence and Security Committee defended in the report as reasonable and understandable a decision by MI5, and here's the key, the British Security Service and local police not to investigate two of the 7-7 bombers more than a year before they launched their attacks. Well, that's because they were being set up as patsies and more than likely were intelligence agents themselves, or being provocateured by other intelligence assets. Remember, two of the hijackers lived with and rented from an FBI informant, and they fought tooth and nail so that guy did not have to testify before Congress. I mean, folks, it's unbelievable. MI5 told the MPs that it had decided to classify Mr. Khan only as a desirable target, not a top priority, because he had not discussed Mr. Khan's plot and not been identified as a planning the attack. And moreover, because it did not have sufficient resources to pursue every associated of the suspected plotters. This right here is propaganda 101. See, they admit some of the truth, and then they say it's because we don't have enough money, we don't have enough funding, we don't have enough resources. We need more police, we need more tattletale squads. Remember, they're hiring 7-year-olds in the UK to spy on people. And that's for the environment. Oh, you got your trash out a day early? We're coming to get you. Oh, what's that? You're driving an SUV? I don't like your face. I mean, it's unbelievable. Unbelievable. So they'll just passively, and you know, this really intertwines with the fact that they couldn't even convict those they said were involved and survived. That was buried in the news 2 weeks ago. They tried to convict these other guys supposedly helping these bombers, these plotters. All of them got off, every single one of them, because if they had something on them, they would have convicted them, or they would have just taken them away and thrown them in a black hole and said terrorist. Had nothing. All right, let's go to Carly in California. Carly, you're on the line.
Hello. I was wondering if you had any information on I hear you say mandatory vaccinations. Well, how do they implement something like that? You go door to door?
An executive order. Yes, door to door. Absolutely.
Oh,
you know what? We're going to come back. We're going to play the video clip of them discussing it on the Today Show, just so you know. And it's also in the WHO's pandemic epidemic planning. I think if you just type in pandemic planning, section 1.5.1, they talk about compulsory vaccinations, quarantines, no individual human rights whatsoever, the suspension of your constitution and bill of rights for international law. I'll read that in a moment when we come back. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient, and today that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports, and they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633. 409-5633, or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.
This is the GCN Radio Network, home to hard-hitting talk radio.
And I can't help but wonder, no Willie McBride, do all those who lie here know why they died? Did you really believe them when they told you the cause? Did you really believe that this war would end wars? Well, the suffering, the sorrow, the glory, the shame, the killing and dying, it was all done in vain. Oh, Willie McBride, it all happened again and again and again and again and again. Did they beat the drum slowly? Did they play the pipe lowly? Did they sound the death march as they lowered you down? Did the band play the last post and chorus? Did the pipes play the flowers of the forest?
All right, folks, we are back. Still looking for this flu pandemic document. I was reading it on air yesterday, but it's section 1.51, compulsory vaccinations, quarantines, international health regulations. And remember, this is if they go up to level 6, Carly. They went all the way up to level 5. And when they went to level 5, they actually had to change the definition of a pandemic. Even CNN picked up the story. Level 5 is supposed to be a pandemic where there's massive deaths everywhere and there's an actual emergency. They changed the definition so they could bring it up to level 5. Now, you know, they're not building the infrastructure of 4.9 billion vaccinations not to use them. Paul Hartman's still looking for the clip, but we are definitely going to play that in the next couple minutes. I only had a 1 minute break, so I couldn't find it. On the other side, as we play it, I'm going to definitely find this, WHO pandemic level document. But basically, the World Health Organization is part of the United Nations, and they are trying to bring in international law. I would advise not to take the shot, even if it's mandatory. And if they start quarantining people, I mean, that's the time to invoke the Second Amendment right that we have as a people. And I think that's very ugly and unfortunate, but we have it for a reason. I mean, are you going to take the shot, Carly? We still got her? No, we dropped her? All right. Yep, she dropped. All right. Well, you know what? That's good because we don't have the clips yet, but we're going to play them on the other segment, on the other side of the next segment. Let's go to Eric in Pennsylvania. Eric, you're on the line.
Yo, what up, Jason?
How you doing, sir?
I got... Yeah, last night when we talked about kids going to martial arts class.
Yes, yes.
Well, Alex just so happened to have a guest on not too long ago by the name of, you might have heard of him, Chuck Norris.
Oh, yeah, yeah, Chuck Norris, international superstar.
Yeah. Why don't we get him on the Burma show? He's got a, let's see, kickstart.org. It's kick-start.org, and it's in Texas, kids from Houston, Galveston. You know, it keeps them out of gangs. It keeps them from smoking crack. And they seem to be doing pretty well on it. And I don't understand why more parents aren't. Look at, like, China and all these other countries. They send their kids to these. Have you ever seen Asian parents? I mean, they will literally beat the snot out of their kid if they don't do their homework on time.
Yes, sir. But you know what? That's just not America. I mean, they used to be that way where you could, you know, beat the hell out of your kid. And there are, you know, bad parents are there out there. There are actual child abusers out there. There is a need for an organization, you know, maybe a quasi organization, kind of like CPS, but to give them blanket immunity on everything and have them do just checks like that where every kid is a potential, you know, child abuse victim is absolute insanity. We have the police force for a reason. Maybe it should be a small division of the police, but then you find out a lot of these people that head up these CPS things, and this is the truth, they are child molesters. I mean, they get caught all the time, especially in Florida for some reason. And, you know, there was this one story that I picked up really quick. It was probably about a month ago, where these grown men were crying about being in a boy's home and just showing the mass graveyards of kids that went into the special room and never came back. And it was just, it was something out of Sleepers. Yeah, I'll hold you over, Eric. It was something out of Sleepers with, you know, Brad Pitt and Kevin Bacon. If you haven't seen that movie, talk about a horror show. We'll be back with Eric, Richard, Matt, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever noticed that celebrities are endorsing weight loss products and health aids? Do you think they endorse these products for free? I don't think so. I'm here to tell you, I'm not a celebrity, and Life Change Tea doesn't need one. Think about this. The product speaks for itself. What a concept. Our product works. You get healthy, and you'll lose weight. Summer's coming. Look and feel good. Order now. 928-308-0408. Write this down. 928-308-0408. Or you can order online. It's easy. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. You have nothing to lose but the excess around your, anyway. Life Change Tea. It speaks for itself. That's GetTheTea.com.
How would you like to finally be debt-free without paying another cent to creditors and not have to file bankruptcy? DebtCrisisSolutions.com can help free you from the debt trap. This is not a debt settlement program which has tax consequences or debt consolidation. With our program, there are no more payments to creditors or collectors. We will help restore your credit history, protect your property, prevent paycheck garnishments, and preserve your bank account. We also provide mortgage modification services which can lower your mortgage payments without refinancing. If you're facing foreclosure or are in the foreclosure process, we can help. Finally, proven debt solutions that work for the people. Become debt-free in 90 days. Doing nothing doesn't make the debt go away. Call Debt Crisis Solutions today and speak to an advisor absolutely free. Call 718-615-0123. That's 718-615-0123. Or visit them online at DebtCrisisSolutions.com. That's DebtCrisisSolutions.com today.
All right, we are back. We're going to finish up with Eric on this side. Then I did find the video file. I wish I cannot find the pandemic document. It's killing me because I had it next to me for probably the last 3 weeks. And Jones did some cleaning in the office, and now it's gone. Rightfully so. I mean, I'm sitting here with a stack of papers like a madman. All right, Eric, what else you got for me, brother?
Also, yes, sir. By the way, did you know the black guy from Dave Matthews' band died?
Did he really? From what?
He was riding his quad, and he hit a jump or something and landed upside down and broke his neck.
Oh, that's sad, man. That's really sad, actually.
Yeah, that was like a year ago.
And I'm a big fan of quadding,
anyway.
By the way.
Yeah.
If you've never done it, folks, you know, quads are awesome. I only had like a little 250 auto, but you crank it like 60 miles an hour. And I'm bad. I'm dangerous. I don't wear a helmet all the time, but I can see how you can kill yourself on one of those things, no doubt. Go ahead, Eric.
Well, we all know that's very popular in New York. Oh, by the way, I'm very happy that there's a New Yorker on hosting this show.
Oh, thank you.
Major kudos to you, Burmese.
Oh, thanks, man.
Anyway,
you know, it's not that popular in New York, by the way. It's that popular in upstate New York, like where I am with the rednecks. You go down to Dutchess County or any of those places, and you're like country boy. You're like, what? What do you mean you're on a four wheeler, man? I don't even know what that is. Go ahead, Eric. I'm being an idiot. Go ahead.
The states, they take money from the federal government. Mm-hmm. That's where this code comes in. Remember I was talking yesterday about Title Code 18?
Mm-hmm.
Well, all these title codes, that tells the states, you have to comply with this if you want money from us. The states force the counties to enforce the law. That's how this works. Mm-hmm. Federal to state to counties. That's how they get these things to fly. And
yeah,
in Pennsylvania, you have that trickling down to the townships.
Mm-hmm. Well, I mean, you look at what the NLE 09 exercise is going to do. They're going to try to federalize everything. They're going to bring in the federales, DHS, FEMA. Then they're going to go to local governments. They're going to go to state governments. They're going to go to tribal governments. And it's because they want all the power. They want carte blanche. And when they declare a pandemic level 6, you're under international law, which basically says you have no individual human rights. And it's complete insanity. And now we're going to play that clip. I thank you for the call, Eric. We're going to go to Richard, Matt, Brian, and others in a moment. But this is an important clip where they discuss the three-spot shot mandatory style. Hit it.
And now to a report in this morning's Washington Post that the Obama administration is considering implementing a new fall vaccination program against the flu, a plan that would require Americans to get not one, not two, but three flu shots. Dr. Nancy Snyderman is NBC's chief medical editor. Nancy, good morning.
Hi, Meredith.
Unprecedented this is. How would this work?
Well, here's the idea. On the first Saturday when we knew swine flu was an issue, the Centers for Disease Control held a conference, and we were already talking, with those of us who listened in, about how you going to ramp up manufacturing this new vaccine on top of the old vaccine.
So it takes a lot of time. It takes about 5 months or so.
And the decision was made, if we're going to get the normal flu vaccine to the general public in the fall, to hold it up while we figure out the swine flu was perhaps going to put the entire population at risk. So at that moment, the decision was made, we will go into normal flu production for the normal vaccine like it is. For seasonal flu. Figure out what the swine flu really is, and then perhaps tag team a second vaccine on top of it.
Okay, so that's why they didn't combine them into one shot, but why two additional shots for swine flu?
For the normal seasonal flu that you and I talk about every year, there's a herd immunity to some extent, so you only need one shot. The new strain, we've never seen before, so that requires sort of thinking like when we give our babies or their first shot. You get your shot, it boosts up your immune system, and then you need a booster. So for the new H1N1 swine flu, for which there's no known immunity in our population, that requires two shots.
I would think, because it's hard to get people to take the original.
As we know,
shot,
don't we? Since you don't get your flu shot in the fall.
No, I don't. Okay, fine. Okay. I might this year, though.
Good.
But now you're asking people to get three. That's a tough sell.
Well, Meredith, I think you've hit the nail on the head. This is going to be a public relations, trust your government and your health officials, public campaign. Mark my word, you and I are going to be talking about this a lot between now and fall. So I think what the government is likely going to do is urge people to early on get their normal flu shot and then trust the scientists to say the swine flu is for real, get these other two. Now, we've yet to hear the clear, concise direction from the government, so I don't think we should jump on the bandwagon before we hear what the recommendation is. But if they do believe that this swine flu could be a real uptick in severity, you're going to see a massive public education campaign.
But we trusted the scientists back in 1976 with the original swine flu shot, and a lot of people
got sick. And it was a debacle.
Right.
Not only that, some people died, some people were paralyzed.
From the shot itself.
And people remember the swine flu vaccine as a terrible disaster. This government, these manufacturers, want to make sure that does not happen again. But you bring up a very important point. Just because something works doesn't mean it's safe. And that rush to market is going to mean that we're going to have to prove that, yes, it will keep people from getting sick, and that the shot itself won't hurt anybody.
Well, actually, you won't have to prove any of that, because if they declare pandemic level 6, and I did find the document, here it is. It is, man, and I had to dig. It is the WHO checklist for influenza pandemic preparedness planning document. And here we are. I'm just going to read section 1.5.1 word for word. Rationale. During a pandemic, it may be necessary to overrule existing legislation or individual human rights. Examples are the enforcement of quarantine, overruling individual freedom of movement, use of privately owned buildings for hospitals. In other words, quarantining your building, your business, and saying we're going to use this as a makeshift center. They'll do that to schools. They'll do that to rec centers. They'll do that to community centers. They'll do that to churches, anywhere where they can have massive amounts of people. Off-license use of drugs. Now, off-license use of drugs means the drugs don't need to work. See, even they're talking about the drug working and then having side effects. No, it doesn't even need to work. Off-license use of drugs. Compulsory vaccination or implementation of emergency shifts in essential services. These decisions need a legal framework to ensure transparent assessment and justification of the measures that are being considered and to ensure coherence with international legislation, international health regulations. No constitution, no bill of rights, no individual human rights whatsoever. You're not even a person. And they want to stick you in the arm. They want to give it to you good. All right, let's go to who we at. Richard in Nevada, you're on the air, sir.
Hey, Jason, thanks for taking my call, man.
You got it.
Hey, yeah, going on, I need to backtrack here on the CPS issue.
Sure.
Yeah, I've got videotape of CPS coming up to my house and kidnapping my nephew's son from my house without court order, without warrant. And I just need some advice or help. I don't know.
I mean, if you send us the videotape, if you,
yeah,
and I would do that. If you'll do that, I mean, we'll post it. I mean, that's about the best we could do. I mean, if Alex takes a liking to it, I mean, the man has a family of his own. You know, he's planning on taking some, time off in the next couple weeks to be with his family again, which I can't blame him for. If I had a family, I'd want to do the same. But if you send us the video, contact, the best way to do this is contact with a headline, you know, CPS kidnaps my nephew on video, no warrant. I'd put in the headline. Send that to RobD@Infowars.com and Aaron@Infowars.com. And, if I had the P.O. box on me, I would give it to you. Wait, actually, I do have the P.O. box, right here. If you want to send us, a dub, don't give us the original one. Make sure you have that, you know, in case you do have to go to court.
Copy.
Yeah, give us a copy. You can, send it, and put attention, Jason Burmes / Rob D. Free Speech Systems LLC, P.O. Box 19549, Austin, Texas, 78760. Sound good?
Yeah, sure does. Yeah, and the whole time I was asserting my rights and the Constitution the whole time, and they just ignored me, tried to bully me, threaten me, the police threatened me with obstruction, and they were just really close to attacking me and putting the cuffs on me when I had the camera going, and it was so close. But we're still fighting this, and it's ridiculous the way they play good cop, bad cop between the judge, CASA, and CPS.
Oh, and it's such an act.
They run you around in circles, and all the time they keep the fear in you of taking the child again. Mm-hmm. And that's how they get you to capitulate. And I'm not doing it. I'm not surrendering. I'm fighting it the whole way.
And you need to. You know, it's just like when they offer you your court-appointed attorney, you know, your district attorney right there. He's always with the
DA. He's in on it, too.
Of course he's in on it. He's talking to the judge every single day. He's having coffee with the police officers. It's all a big show. It's all a big way to... Oh, man, it drives me nuts.
Me, too. It's a big game with them for the federal funding, and it's all about the money.
I agree 110%. Send us that video, Richard. I thank you for the call. We've got Carly back on. If she's been back on the entire segment, she heard the Today Show, and then on top of that, heard me read that 1.5.1 out of the WHO pandemic planning document. What do you think now, Carly?
You had asked, am I going to take the shot? And my answer is, well, no. I have an autistic son who's 26 years old now, so I'm afraid I'm fully schooled. Mm-hmm. On shots and all of it. Mm-hmm. And so, but this is the one thing I fear, the mm-hmm. one thing that makes me feel more vulnerable than any of this other stuff. For some reason, this is the one. I feel they'll have to tackle me and hold me down.
Well, no, I hope there are more people like you. And really, they put out some studies last week admitting, well, they tried to play it off like, oh, less than 30% would take the swine flu vaccination. They did this poll if they offered it. And really, when you read the paper, it's not less than 30%, it's less than 20%. 18% said that they would take the vaccination, which means that really their PSYOP, their psychological warfare against the American populace, didn't work as well as they had planned. So they are going to continue to put this on the cover of magazines. This is going to be the feature story on CNN, Fox News, and they will try to make you take the vaccine. They want to see how many people will do it voluntarily. We'll come back after this. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Jim Newcomer from Midas Resources. May 20th, 2009. Gold opened this morning at $931.70. A 1 ounce gold coin can be purchased for $958.49, $479.25 for a half ounce, or $239.62 for the quarter ounce. That's $958.49, $479.25, or $239.62.
On June 4th, 1963, an unknown presidential decree, Executive Order 11110, was signed with the authority to strip the Federal Reserve Bank of its power to lend money to the United States government and interest. With the stroke of a pen, Kennedy would have put the Fed out of business. The November assassination quieted the production of the new currency. However, the executive order still stands unrepealed. Midas has the Kennedy versus Fed document. Call 800-686-2237. Unlike your liberty, the paper is free. Call 800-686-2237. If you're interested in breaking the bondage of taxation and debt, call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Less than a century ago, half of the American public grew much of their own food. Today, it's been estimated that only 1% of Americans still grow their own food. During the Great Depression, over 18 million people suffered from starvation. And as America continues down its current path, for many, the reality of another depression is a very serious concern. With massive layoffs and unemployment at record levels, growing your own food will help you save money that you'd normally spend at the grocery store. Invest in your family's future by stocking up with your very own supply of seeds available from GetSeeds.net. Each order includes over 14,000 non-GMO chemical-free seeds that will provide you with food for years. Call 877-394-6657 to get 100 varieties of our heirloom seeds for just $49. Once again, that's GetSeeds.net or call 877-394-6657 to establish your own food supply today.
You know, just one more point on this swine flu hype slash hoax slash pandemic slash vaccination, you know, operation is this story. You know, I've covered it here before, but, you know, for new listeners or people that may have missed, you know, some of my 3-hour show that I do five nights a week. Swine flu, inflatable mortuaries and express funerals planned for flu pandemic. Inflatable mortuaries, 24-hour cremations and express funerals could all be used to dispose of thousands of bodies in a flu pandemic. And they're saying a pandemic in the UK with a death toll as high as 750,000 people, 750,000. This is out of the Telegraph. This is mainstream news. Inflatable mortuaries and crematoriums for mass death. That's why I cover the swine flu, folks. That's why, you know, I keep talking about it because they keep talking about it. And I've got these WikiLeaks documents from Monday and Wednesday where they're planning for an H1N1 vaccination campaign. You can't make this stuff up. All right, we're going to go back to your calls in just a minute. We're going to go to Matt, Brian, and Artem. Let me see this one right here. Arms sent by U.S. may be falling into Taliban hands. Insurgents in Afghanistan's fighting from some of the poorest and most remote regions of Earth have managed for years to maintain an intensive guerrilla war against material superior American and Afghan forces. That's a total lie. That on its face. New York Times, you're a liar. I know people who were in Afghanistan. Literally after we took that country over in less than a month, it was about 3 weeks, there was no real action there. And the guerrilla warfare going on in Afghanistan is very, very sparse indeed. But they need to hype it up. They need to hype it on up. And they'll tell you a little bit of truth. Arms sent by U.S. may be falling into Taliban's hands. Of course they are. They ship in the weapons. And then they go through their little Pakistani ISI black ops. And they disperse it to these little militant groups all over the place. And they set them up to be killed. They don't want to say it's by design. It's to keep the United States government there. Oh, Afghanistan's a big problem. We need to redistribute our forces from Iraq into Afghanistan. We got to get bin Laden. Bin Laden's dead, folks. The chances that Osama bin Laden is alive after being on kidney dialysis in 2001. Let me repeat that. On kidney dialysis in 2001 for Hep C, by the way. Hep C are really slim to nil. And you haven't seen him all over the TV or all over the radio. I know, oh, bin Laden puts out a new audio tape. How do we know? How do we know? How can we trust this illegitimate government when Cheney is running assassination squads worldwide with our good friends, the CIA? And by the way, Hirsch, I have the actual interview with Hirsch that they alluded to all these crazy things in some mainline articles. He refuted a lot of that. Raw Story has the story, but we have the actual interview posted over at theinfowarrior.com. Go check it out. All right, let's go to Matt in New York. Matt, you're on the line.
Hey, man. I'm new to the whole New World Order thing, man, and I'm still learning a lot about what's going on. I was just curious what you thought about the new credit card bill they just passed and where you thought it fit into the whole elite's plan to crash the economy.
Yeah, you know, I saw that. All I saw is that they're reining in the credit card companies. I didn't read beyond that because it's probably legislation to further empower them. What is the gist of this legislation that they're going to go after the credit card companies for? He dropped. Damn it. You know, I saw that headline in Yahoo News while I was going through my email today. And to me, it just didn't sit right because the day before yesterday, they were talking about how a lot of the bailout money went to pay off the debt from these banks to the credit card companies. So the credit card companies were sitting pretty. I don't know what this new legislation is. I'm going to need to look into it before I make any comments on it. But it was just such a mainline story and made to sound like, oh, Obama's getting tough on the credit card companies. You know, Obama hasn't gotten tough on nobody, no way, no how. I mean, they're making excuses saying that the Senate won't fund the shutting down of Guantanamo Bay. Hey, here's how you shut it down. You ship everybody off and you lock the doors and that's it. You have a couple guards over at the base. You know, you have your regular base personnel. You shut down the prison. It's not hard. They're saying, oh, we can't put them into maximum security prisons because they'll just recruit other people to commit terror. Excuse me. None of the people in Guantanamo Bay have committed terror whatsoever at all. We don't even know who's there. All I know is that they're in an orange jumpsuit. There's sensory deprivation going on all over the place. And there's pictures and video of you raping children there. And when I say you, I'm talking about U.S. Armed Forces. And if that pisses some of you off, well, it pisses me off too. I am livid. Let's shut it down. It's not that hard. Senate won't do it. Oh, poor Obama. We'll be back after this.
Are you tired of searching for great talk radio? Search no more. We are the GCN Radio Network.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look. I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
The world appears to be on the brink of collapse. Experts say a pinch of heirloom vegetable seed could soon be the most valuable resource on Earth because it will provide healthy food now and every year after. SurvivalistSeeds.com now has the heirloom garden seed time capsule, allowing you to store your seeds for the future anywhere, even underground, for 100 years. The heirloom garden seed time capsule can withstand 3 tons of weight, is 100% rodent proof, waterproof, and comes with a whopping 6,000 healthy vegetable seeds from 20 varieties that will grow anywhere in the USA, unless you trust the government. The Heirloom Garden Seed Time Capsule and Heirloom Seeds from SurvivalistSeeds.com is your long-term food solution. Our competition charges 10 cents to $1.25 per seed for these same heirloom varieties. But you can now have a head of lettuce, a bundle of carrots, a basket of tomatoes, a giant watermelon, and 16 other varieties for about a penny a seed each. Be prepared. Buy your heirloom seeds today from SurvivalistSeeds.com and have food insurance for your family forever. Visit SurvivalistSeeds.com.
SurvivalistSeeds.com is owned by Big John Lipscomb, host of the Don't Tread on Me radio show.
Get into some technology news in this segment, and then on the other side, in the next hour, we're going to play this Jesse Ventura clip and talk a little 9/11 truth with y'all. I'm saying y'all. I'm in Texas too long. Nano ZTAG, the programmable RFID micro rabbit. Now, this thing is like, I don't even know how to describe it. If we can bring it up on the PrisonPlanet.tv. This article, it shows you that there's these little bunnies, it's just so bizarre. There's an RFID tag in this thing that probably looks like something you could have on your keychain, and it's three times smaller than a NABAZ tag, their elder. Nano Z tags are just adorable. In the first native collection, they have bred into 10 luscious colors that only Chance will select for you. Collect them all, exchange them with your friends. So what does it do? You're able to take these micro rabbits that contain a programmable RFID Z tamp, and you can program like through violet.net, a website. And so you walk in somewhere, and it'll automatically turn on your iTunes playlist or bring you to your favorite website or launch text-to-speech playback on an RSS feed. It's literally like having a chip inside of you and programming it for different things. You know, we've showed you that, I think it was this week I played the clip from 2004 where people were injecting themselves with chips and programming them to turn on lights hands-free, open doors hands-free. This is kind of the same thing, but marketed to your children. So that's something we really need to look at. And then, you know, we've been talking about how small these RFIDs are. How about this story? Hitachi creates moat-sized RFID chips. The Mu chip is Hitachi's contribution to smart tag technology. It is an RFID microchip that is small enough to be embedded in paper. And folks, if you're looking on the prisonplanet.tv, yeah, that little black spot on his finger is, it's either the black or the white spot. It's like bluish white. That's how big it is. By using semiconductor technology, the Mu chips provide micro-sized data storage that can uniquely identify, track, and authenticate any size of an object. The Mu chip requires an external antenna and is being a passive tag requires no battery, thus enabling a very long lifespan. Remember, wireless energy is here. They're about to release it for cell phones. You're going to be able to wirelessly charge your cell phone very shortly. We're talking not in the next couple years, in the next couple months they're going to come out with this technology. It's going to be trendy in the next 6 months to a year and commonplace in the next 2 to 3 years for everybody, for every phone. I'm sure you're going to be seeing them in gas stations. They're going to go along with your little, forget the car chargers now. You won't need them. You have a wireless charger. I mean, nanotech is just out of control. So forget about the, you know, 11 millimeter size of a grain of rice Vera chip that they just brought back down to 8 millimeters, shaved 3 millimeters off it. This thing is so small, it fits in paper. All right, we're going to continue to take your calls. Let's go to Brian in New York. You're on the air.
Hey, Jason, was that Flogging Molly when you came out of commercial or
something? I think actually that was Dropkick Murphys. Oh, and I do a little Flogging Molly, but I think that's Dropkick Murphys out of which album is it? It's I think it's Sing Loud, Sing Proud. But it might be Blackout. I'm not sure.
Okay, well, I like it anyway. Hey, just wanted to say greetings from Utica, where we have the...
The finest beer in the world? Well, Utica Club?
Oh, man, I don't think I've had that since I was, like, in high school, but the finest beer. The skies were a lovely shade of white with a little bit of blue coming through today. It was great.
Oh, yeah? Well, I wonder why that was. Were they actual clouds or were they planes putting up clouds?
No, I'm serious. It's constant up here.
You know? Really? Yeah, no, it is up there. You know, every time I'm up there, too, it is that same thing. You wake up early in the morning, you're like, beautiful day outside, and then by mid-afternoon, it's this haze.
You're not kidding.
No, I'm not.
No, believe me, I know. But I was just thinking, you know, and with this, with the vaccinations, the mentality, I mean, they're not releasing a deadly virus. I guess what they're going to do is give you a shot that will get you sick, you know, to create the... pandemic.
Well, I think that the reason that they're not going with a virus that could go quote unquote viral is because they don't want to infect themselves. You know, they don't
want
to have
they
don't want themselves to get sick at all. But if they're able to inject a disease in somebody that's non-transmittable, that works out perfect for them. Fake a real disease, then give them a shot that actually gets them sick and make it mandatory. I mean, these people are disgusting.
And you can't, you know, they can put you in jail if they can prevent you.
Yeah, you know what? I didn't bring that point up, but that's Executive Order 13375. Yeah, and they actually say that if you don't take the shot, you can do a year in prison. And that's if they don't shoot you, folks, because if they declare level 6, all bets are off. Quarantines, they can do whatever. There's no Constitution and Bill of Rights, totally suspended. But say they do go through the Constitution and Bill of Rights, and they put in Executive Order 13375, you do a year in prison and then a $250,000 fine. Because I know you and I, we have a quarter mil just lying around, bro.
Not a problem. like they, but they really wouldn't shoot you up inside prison, would they? I mean, you wouldn't have to be forced inoculated in a condition like that.
Oh, no, never.
Of course not. So it's looking good. It's very...
yeah, no, everything's looking great. Listen, we are having an effect. Like I said, their little PSYOP program didn't work. Only 18% said that they would take the shot. Their spin in the headline of the article said less than 30%. No, it was less than 20%. Less than 1 in 5 got so scared that they would actually take this vaccine. It sucks they want to make it a mandatory triple shot, and they're parading it on the Today Show, but it's true. Go ahead.
Why don't they make it into a bigger, I mean, I could make it into a bigger, scare, I don't want to give anybody ideas, but I'm sure these people have figured it out. But why?
I think they're waiting to really hype it up again until the flu season. You know, they hyped it up pretty badass in the last, 2 weeks ago. And right. I think they're waiting for actually people to get in line for the regular flu shot, because they are all those morons that take the regular flu shot every year and they think that they're not going to get sick, and then they end up sick anyway. But they want to see how many people are going to react to that, and then how many more people they can get in line and say, oh, we have the regular flu shot, but we have this other shot as well, and that'll protect you from the deadly swine flu, and people will jump on that bandwagon. That's when the big fear-mongering will begin. I thank you for the call, Brian. Let's go to Artem in Canada. Artem, you're online. Yes, sir. Going once, going twice. Artem? No. Let's go to Paul in North Dakota. Paul, you're online. Yes, sir.
Hello, hello, Jason.
Yes.
Hey, I was just saying, there's no way in hell I'll be taking the vaccines. And I heard you talking about this credit card thing earlier. I used to work for the credit card company at one time, and they're just totally corrupt. One good thing about the bill, if it does go through, and I'm sure you're aware of this, included in the measure is an unrelated measure that will allow people to bring loaded guns into national parks and wildlife refuges. So if you live in a city where guns are banned, get yourself to those national parks or wildlife
refuge. Wait, this isn't a credit card bill, man? This isn't that credit card bill they're talking about?
Yes,
they put this in there?
Yes, it's in there, and that's why I'm having a hard time believing that Obama will it's been approved by the House. Obama has to sign it, and I'm not sure when he's going to sign it. President Obama, who plans to sign it on Friday, it says, and this is from, this is from the Associated Press. And I'm just, you were talking about the RFID chips. Another funny thing about, I've been looking for work up here in the Midwest. They're advertising, hey, we're creating, you can come work for us and create RFID chips. No way in hell I'm going to be a part of that, Jason.
Well, it's the new technology. I went to my 10-year high school anniversary. I think it was about 2 years ago almost now. And, one of the people that was one of my close friends, I'm probably going to be seeing her at another one of my friend's weddings this summer. She is a PR representative for one of these big biometric companies. And she's sitting there telling me how it's the best thing since breakfast. And I'm going through with her and I'm like, oh, so you're into the face scanning and the thumb scanning and all those. And she's like, yeah, and we've got even cooler stuff than that. And I'm like, oh, that's just great. And she's brainwashed, but she's got a good salary and a lot of, and she thinks she's doing good. People who are, go ahead.
I tell you, when I worked for the bank, they had my voice print. I mean, they had, they had everything, man. They had me on camera, so these banks, it's a scary situation. Another thing about the swine flu is they're saying that if you live in an area with high levels of arsenic in the water, which a lot of places in Mexico where a lot of people died, the arsenic levels can actually compromise your immune system against the
H1N1.
And I was just looking at that earlier, and up in the Midwest, we have really high levels of that. So when they come for the vaccines for me, we actually still have our rights to bear arms up here, which is beautiful. And,
No, you need to maintain those rights. And if they do declare, pandemic level 6 or say there's a mandatory vaccination or executive order 13375, you may see an armed insurrection in this country. And that would be extremely unfortunate, but necessary if they want to put a needle in my arm. I thank you for the call, Paul. Let's go to Connor in New Jersey. Connor, you're online.
Yo.
How you doing?
Yeah. Going back to tech on InfoWars a couple hours back, I was reading a article. The one about the cyberbullying bill?
Yes, that is H.R. 1966 being promoted by pop star Hannah Montana. You can't call her fat on the message boards. In fact, in the article, they even star out the A like it's a dirty word. Ooh, like fat is a four-letter word. And she said, you can say whatever you want about me, but calling me fat is hurtful, and it causes depression, and people might kill themselves, and blah, 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 blah. And they are literally trying to ban free speech on the internet through H.R. 1966, the cyberbullying bill, which has a sister bill, which came before it, the Cybersecurity Act, which was introduced by Jay Rockefeller. Go ahead.
Yeah, that's what disturbs me. I'm thinking if this gets passed, that will probably affect the entire info war. InfoWars will be in trouble, Prison Planet, all that. Because
sir, we'll all be in trouble. You won't be able to get on a message board and say something negative to somebody, or it could be interpreted as hate speech, and you could go to prison. It's absolute insanity that this is even being proposed. Go ahead.
Yeah. Just thinking, they can say whatever they want about what we say and take it whatever way they want to just to shut us down.
Yeah, that's the purpose of this bill, by the way. You know, they understand that they're getting their asses kicked online. You know, when Loose Change is in the top, 10 videos all the time, when the Obama deception today was on the front page of Google Video, the Google Video link, not the YouTube link. I mean, they're scared to death of us, and they're scared to death that, InfoWars has such a high traffic rate in this country, that people are waking up, that then when there are breaking stories like this kid with this kid with cancer being taken by his mother, they're contacting us to get on the show. They know we're a threat, and we're just a small portion of the threat, because they understand that the American public is the real threat, especially when they wake up. They don't like an armed, informed populace. I thank you for the call, man. Let's jump to John in Texas. John, you're on the line. Yes,
hey,
sir.
Mr. Bermes, thank you for taking my call. I appreciate it.
Mm-hmm.
I've been awake since I was age 15. You know, my local video store back when we still had local video stores was carrying these kinds of, David Icke films and things like that. So,
oh, cool.
It's good to see that, I'm turning 30 in June, and on June 6th, I get the best birthday present ever, Alex Jones on XM Radio.
Can't wait. I'm excited about that as well.
But I was calling about the City Year organization.
Okay.
I saw the disgusting video that I'm sure you saw as well.
Mm-hmm. Got it posted over at theinfowarrior.com right now. There's a couple of them out there. If you've seen the one that's the one-minute one where they're doing the jumping jacks and everything, that's one. But there's this second one where this girl starts talking about how when she puts on the jacket, she sheds her individual skin and she puts on her universal skin so that they can build a new, better world, a new, better world for everybody.
Well, I saw that one. I saw one that said, we are unstoppable, and I saw them wearing the red and the black and the white. So I figured I'm going to get out there and I'm going to tell some of my friends on another one of my message boards that I, post at that's non-politically affiliated, hey, you guys need to take a look at this. These guys are marching in formation. They're wearing red, black, and white uniforms, and, it's got some odd parallels. And then I posted the link about how the Boy Scouts were training for, paramilitary operations on the border and taking out veterans and things like that from the New York Times.
Mm-hmm.
And then I also posted, the Virginia terrorism threat assessment and really made the parallel that,
Now, that's the biggest bill out there. Let's talk about that bill, because that doesn't get a lot of play. That Virginia Fusion Center document is 200-plus pages, and it admits to spying on all these different organizations and later calls Twitter Al-Qaeda-like in the fact that there were these anti-war protesters that were using Twitter to get around the free speech zones and the police blockades.
Well, no, and I really played up the parallels saying that, those concentration camp badges that, Hitler used had a black badge for political dissidents.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And the Virginia terrorism threat assessment is targeting third party, political activists and returning veterans.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, I laid it out there in a very, complete and very, nonsensical way to say, this is mainstream news. These are the facts. Check it out. And everybody that was on that message board thought I was insane.
Because they've been trained, sir. It's unbelievable. But yes, they've been trained like lemmings to love Obama. Listen, the guy on the cover of the Spider-Man comic book can't be bad. The guy I see at the checkout line at Walmart every single day on a plaque, on a poster, on a T-shirt, he can't be bad. He loves us, sir.
Well, no, what makes it worse is that as a Democratic National Party delegate for my precinct, I helped Barack Obama get elected as president.
Oh, no.
But see, I'm not, I'm not an idiot. I started looking at the policies being enforced, and I said, hey, you know what? Something about this is fishy. Something's not right.
you know, maybe I need to take a second look at this guy. And now everybody thinks I'm crazy because I've changed my mind.
Yeah, how dare you look at the facts and see that this guy has just continued what the old administration has done, expanding on executive powers, expanding on wiretapping and spying, not really shutting down Guantanamo Bay. And even if they do that, these people will still be under renditions, go off to another black site somewhere else, staying in the Middle East, admittedly, till the end of 2011. And really, it's beyond that, because they say when they redistribute the forces that that basically 50,000 troops will remain in Iraq, non-combat troops. Remember, our troops won't have guns for some reason. It's a joke. It's a false term. If you're in Iraq and you're part of the military, you are a combat force. Anyway, 50,000 non-combat troops there till December of 2011, and then they'll think about getting less out. I don't even think it's going to be that bad. I think in 2011, you'll still see about 100,000, maybe 200,000 soldiers in Iraq. I don't think they'll get down to that 50,000 marker. Even if they do, it's pure propaganda because he's not leaving. It's right around the time of another election. Depending on how awake we become, depending if we all take these vaccinations and become even more zombified, the people might step up and say, hey, this wasn't the best idea. On the other hand, they might say it's a great idea and we need to remain in these countries. We want a Eurasian Union and a North American Union. Long live the New World Order! We're going to go to Alan, Steven, and more on the other side. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Vermes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
Are you concerned for the safety of your loved ones? Listen closely to this message from PepperSpray.com. Every 22 seconds a violent crime is committed. America has changed, and your personal safety is your first priority. Be smart. Be safe. Trust Pepper Spray instead of your luck. PepperSpray.com is the only website you'll ever need for all of your non-lethal self-defense supplies. PepperSpray.com carries one of the largest assortments of pepper spray and personal safety products on the web. From big to small, we have it all. Pepper spray, mace, animal repellents, stun guns, and tasers. PepperSpray.com also carries a large assortment of products for personal, home, child, and pet safety. Enter SAFE in the coupon box and you'll receive a special discount off of your order. So what are you waiting for? Go to PepperSpray.com. That's PepperSpray.com. Or call 1-800-908-9988 today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Did you know that it's a documented fact 80% of all Americans and 85% of people around the world suffer from internal parasites and parasitic infection? You may be one of millions of people suffering from one of dozens of debilitating chronic diseases from these parasites, and your doctor would never know it. In fact, clinically detected parasites account for only 1% of all cases. Don't continue to suffer from pain due to misdiagnosis. Now you can fight internal parasites, heavy metal poisoning, and high cholesterol naturally and safely by mixing fossilized phytoplankton powder, also known as FPP, with your favorite beverage once a day. FPP is used around the world, has numerous uses, and is now available to you from Freshwater Organics. FPP strengthens skin, hair, and bones, lowers cholesterol, and is an excellent source of natural plant-based silica with 14 trace minerals. Order some today at freshwaterorganics.com. Again, that's freshwaterorganics.com, or call 888-949-3570.
Save the victory speeches for later. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild, wild, wild. Streets on fire. The mob goes wild. 21 guns, blacks made of pine. Letter from the government sealed and signed. Deliver federal express.
accused of using GPS to stalk woman. And an Onalaska, Wisconsin man faces charge of stalking a woman by installing a GPS device on her vehicle. This is stalking. This is a criminal offense. I agree here. A criminal complaint filed Monday said La Crosse police reported finding a GPS locator unit in the rear bumper of a woman's vehicle. Police said it had a chip added to send text messages detailing its location. I guess that a Texas company admitted under the subpoena that the chip was leased to Christopher Pocknell, 39, last October 13th. The complaint said Pocknell determined the vehicle was of this woman's and put it in there, and he's out on a stalking charge, $10,000 cash bond. Now, what's really interesting is this is taking place in Wisconsin, where they're literally saying the police can do this. See, if you're a cop, this is legal. If you're not a cop, it's not legal. How so? Well, they ruled, a judge ruled, I think it was about 2 weeks ago now, that police, without a warrant, let me repeat that, without a warrant, can now put a GPS tracking device on your car, track and trace you, and it's not a criminal act. See, the police are above the law. With a warrant, whatever. You get a warrant, and this guy's really up to something, and you track his car, I'm not against it. Get the warrant. Get the warrant. A legitimate warrant. Not some false, made-up, phony warrant where they trump up charges. But if you're not a cop, then you get charged with stalking. Well, how about we start charging the police with stalking people when they can't get a warrant and they're surveilling them? I mean, that would be justice. All right. Let's continue to go to your calls. Alan in the UK, you're on the air.
How you doing, Jason?
All right, man.
That's great, great. Yeah, I wanted to mention something quickly about the Boy Scouts. Just that it's one of the things that you see it, you can't help it, just your jaws just drops, you know, and I can't believe, I mean, these guys went into it just before, so I won't go into that, but mm-hmm. I just can't believe, you know, that, I can't believe what's going on.
And no, it's unbelievable that the Boy Scouts are going to be a paramilitary group. It's unbelievable. I mean, they literally have toy shotguns. Dude, I told my buddy in the National Guard, I mean, he's out of the National Guard now, but he still could be called up. He had to go to Iraq for the National Guard, spent a year there, got blown up in a tank, the whole nine. And I was telling him about the Obama Youth Corps and the paramilitary groups there. And he said, well, that doesn't really shock me. He actually said, you know, as soon as they got a black guy into office, they were going to really try to go after the minorities and recruit them into this system. So that didn't shock him. And then I brought up the Boy Scouts. And by the way, you know, that's not just me saying it. The actual commercials have the guys promoting it to people of color. I mean, the kid literally says, he's like, especially if you're someone of color, you should join this. I'm like, man, they are really.
And you know what? Yeah, go ahead. On that same topic, like, I live in London. I live in sort of like, and sort of the poor, one of the poorer neighborhoods. A lot of artists live here as well, you know?
Mm-hmm.
But like, I live, and across the street, like, every other day, is like, well, maybe not every other day, but the police, it's so horrible. I literally watch the police across the street. It's harassing these kids. They might be having a slip outside or whatever, but it's no different than anything we did in neighborhoods, like in the suburbs, or you know what I mean? It's just people hanging out. They live there. Mm-hmm. You know, and every day they're just there, just harassing these kids across the street. And I like to think of myself as being a little bit fighting against it, because I always put on The Sound of the Police,
mm-hmm.
or I put on Fuck the Police by NWA. Oh, sorry.
All right, brother. I thank you for the call. No, I'm a big NWA fan as well, my friend. I love the Dre, the Cube. Let's not forget MC Ren, and rest in peace, DJ Yella. We'll be back after this. It's the InfoWord with Jason Burmis. More tech news and a little 9/11 truth on the side, Jesse Ventura style. InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.tv.
What can you do to keep you and your family safe from the resistant new strains of deadly bacteria and viruses? Check out SupernaturalSilver.com today. Or visit the link on InfoWars.com to find out more about this incredible new silver compound. The new silver solution is a natural antibiotic that is clinically tested to kill viruses, germs, bacteria, and yeast safely. This new technology has proven itself to be a formidable weapon against bio threats of today and tomorrow. The new silver solution gel has been shown to disinfect topically and keep the area sanitized for up to 4 hours. The new silver solution is a highly effective, potent nanoparticle solution that is lethal to bacteria, yeast, and viruses. Go to SupernaturalSilver.com and see the amazing line of products they have available. Check out the patented New Silver Solution today. Click on the link and check out the uses for New Silver Solution. Order this extra line of defense today by going to SupernaturalSilver.com. That's SupernaturalSilver.com today.
You're listening to GCN, the world leader in independent talk radio.
There is a war going on for your mind. Industry insiders slang test tube babies to corporate crackheads. They flash logos and blast ghettos. Their embroidered neckties say, stop snitching. Conscious rappers and whistleblowers get stitches made of acupuncture needles and marionette strings. There is a war going on for your mind. Professional wrestlers and vice presidents want you to believe them. The desert sky is their blue screen. They superimpose explosions. They shout at you. Pay no attention to the men behind the barred curtain, nor the craters beneath the tree flags. Those hoods are there for your protection, and the meteors these days are the size of corpses. There is a war going on for your mind.
We are the insurgents.
All right, folks, we're going to continue to go to your calls. We're going to play that Jesse Ventura clip this segment. We're going to go to Stephen Ryan. And the Anti-Federalist called back in, so we're going to go to him as well. I just want to thank one of my great sponsors before we do so, MySolarBackup.com. That's MySolarBackup.com. This is designed to provide 1,800 watts of power on demand in the event of a disaster or outage. On top of that, you can use it to lower your electric bill. You get a big enough package there. You can also get off the grid. Ventura actually talks about being off the grid in his interview with Stern. We're not going to focus on that. But gets all of his energy from solar power. It's mysolarbackup.com, 877-327-0365. That's 877-327-0365. The government doesn't want you to own sun, folks, so get it now, mysolarbackup.com. All right, here comes the Jesse Ventura clip where, you know, Howard Stern, As rough as they have been on 9/11 truth and quote unquote conspiracy theories, and he believes that Oswald shot Kennedy, the whole thing, they really like Ventura. And Ventura comes at him full force all the time, every time. And I just love what he had to say. He talks about his new book in this. Hit the clip, Paul.
The last time you were here, girls can get you to fight.
Yeah, absolutely.
The last time you were here, you said some pretty mind-blowing things, and it was a great story.
I did.
Well, yes, you always do. And by the way, we're here to celebrate.
Who, me?
Don't Start the Revolution Without Me is now available in paperback. That's your second book, right?
Third.
Is it your third? And are you working on a fourth?
Yes.
You never run out of stuff to write about.
Well, I write about things that interest me.
What's the fourth one going to be?
It's going to be on conspiracies.
Oh, well, you're a big 9/11 guy and the whole
thing.
Well,
I question my government on 9/11 because as you get in, for most lay people out there, they accept what they hear on TV, they accept the government's explanation, but once you start getting in and studying what actually happened that day, there's a lot of problems. Like,
bottom line, what are you saying?
I believe if our government didn't actually participate in it, that they certainly knew it was going to happen and allowed it to happen.
That is mind-blowing.
Wow.
And you're going to write a book backing that up.
Yeah.
Now, what would be the purpose of allowing it to happen?
Well, we're in two wars, aren't we? That we would have never been in.
And
that Halliburton, and how much money has Halliburton made in the war?
That's
how much money has Blackwater made in the war? People fail to realize that there are war profiteers out there.
So you're saying that you're talking about treason. You're talking about, who are you accusing of treason in your next book?
About mass murder. I'm just simply writing about the questions I have about it.
Is this why you call the Bush administration the worst administration ever?
Yeah.
Just a great interview. I encourage people to get a XM Sirius membership. I actually have the Sirius where I get the best of XM. The bigger package is like $16 or $17. It's only $13 a month for the regular package. However, you pay the $16, you'll have Alex Jones over on XM. You may even with the $12 package and Howard Stern. And that is, the whole interview is very compelling. He talks about waterboarding. He talks about torture. He even talks about the swine flu, very quickly. Now, in the next segment, after I take a few calls, I'm going to go over this article out of Alternate, three good reasons and one bad one why I don't buy into your conspiracy theories. This is by Joshua Holland, who I have invited to come on the program. We'll see if I get a response. I kind of doubt I will, but it would be nice to have him on for an hour to explain himself in this article because he uses so many straw man tactics, yet he's written about this subject and prior knowledge before in a positive manner. And he doesn't go all the way out. He doesn't go, you know, George Moonbiot, total New World Order globalist all the way out. But he goes pretty far, and I think he needs to be challenged on some of these positions. It's the InfoWarrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
Alex Jones here with a question. What does humidity mean to you? Most people think of hot and sticky summer days, but many people are beginning to realize that humidity can be a valuable source of pure drinking water. That's why I'd like you to visit ecoloblue.com. Ecoloblue is a state-of-the-art atmospheric water generator producing purified drinking water from the humidity in the air using reverse osmosis and a 5-stage carbon and UV light filtration system, which produces great tasting water at an unbeatable price. Finally, drinking water that you control. I use one every day. Say goodbye to expensive water delivery services and storing 5-gallon bottles of water in your home. The Ecola Blue 28 is shipped right to your home, ready to make close to 7 gallons a day right out of the box. They have a 30-day money-back guarantee.
Call Ecola Blue right now at 1-800-691-6043. That's 1-800-691-6043. Or visit Ecola Blue at ecoloblue.com today.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he has told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Have you ever read the ingredients in your skin creams, personal hygiene products, vitamins, or herbal supplements? Did you know that most skin creams, body lotions, shampoos, and toothpastes contain chemical additives such as sodium lauryl sulfate, the same type of detergent used in dish soap? Did you know that many multivitamin supplements are made from synthetic vitamins? Do your herbal remedies have unwanted additives and fillers? Have you ever tested your body's pH level? Make the change to organic health and beauty products. Visit tobenatural.com and order today. 2BNatural.com carries exclusive, all-natural, chemical-free skincare, hair care, whole food vitamins, herbal remedies, and alkaline body balance supplements. Visit 2BNatural.com. That's TOBENatural.com. 2BNatural.com. Use coupon code RADIO for 15% discount and free alkaline food chart. Call 1-888-417-1375. That's 1-888-417-1375 to order or request your free catalog.
Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Ooh, Lordy, my trouble's so hard. Don't nobody know my trouble but God. Don't nobody know my trouble but God.
Oh, where do I begin on this article? You know, he pulls the Jew card in here. The Jewry, you know, that'll heat me up in a heartbeat. I hate when they try to say that everybody in the movement is anti-Semitic when it's the furthest thing from the truth. And then he misinterprets what happens on the BBC broadcast where they tell you that World Trade Center Building 7 has been, has collapsed basically 20 plus minutes before it actually happened. He also makes the false claim that Benjamin Chertoff and Michael Chertoff are not cousins, despite the fact that somebody called up Chertoff's mother, Benjamin Chertoff's mother, asked her and said, of course they're cousins. They had dinner the other day. And the real thing that lets you know that Benjamin Chertoff is not impartial, he did a couple interviews. He was not the person or one of the people that I debated from Popular Mechanics, and he totally faded off. He's in none of the specials at all, at all. They got Davin Coburn, David Dunbar, and of course their big frontman, Jimmy Meggs, to kind of head it up after Benjamin was outed as Chertoff's cousin. But he'll say, no, they're not cousins. That's totally incorrect. They are cousins. Just because they deny it doesn't make it so. I wish that if somebody could send me some paperwork proving that, that would be even better. But I'm going to get into this article big time in a moment. I'm going to take some calls first. Steven in Texas, you're on the line, sir.
Yeah, hey, good evening, Jason. Hey, first of all, I just wanted to say, you know, you guys, you're supposed to be, I guess they're supposed to be coming out with some ringtones for you as well as Alex.
That is true. I have to just record those. They're not pulling them directly from the radio show. And Rob Jacobson has just been in the storeroom going through all these different boxes. He actually brought me today out of the storage room. He brought me an official Bohemian Grove windbreaker, a staff pass.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, a Bohemian Grove staff polo. A bunch of like cremation of care stuff where you can actually see they list who's actually taking part in the ceremony from 2004 and 2005, and just some really, really cool stuff. Go ahead.
Wow, the latest in New World Order fashion's great.
Well, I'll be wearing it this July 14th or 15th when I do my big Bohemian Grove Club show. I'm going to get all decked out. Actually, there's a couple of new hats in there, too, so I'll be able to change hats during the show, go over the annal, and really explain the significance of Bohemian Grove. And for people listening out there, I'm also going to be showing some clips from my new film that have never hit the Internet ever concerning the Bohemian Grove. So get excited for that one. Go ahead, Steven.
Well, I have a suggestion for your very first ringtone.
Mm-hmm.
Miley Cyrus is a fat retard.
You know, she isn't even fat. She's fat-headed for thinking that you shouldn't be able to criticize people on the Internet. I mean, obviously the girl isn't fat, you know. The problem is she's an international sensation right now. Being promoted by Disney, she had the number one movie in the world when it dropped. Little girls love her. I see her stuff marketed all over the place in Walmart and Target and every other store across the country. And for her to get behind this means that the youth will get behind it without knowing what
sure.
it's really about.
Yeah. And the other day you were talking about this guy, Phil Snyder, and his aliens underground and UFOs and all that.
Yeah.
And before I get to the main reason I called, I just want to say I caught something you said, whether you realized it or not, while you were talking about that, you actually made a funny because you said, I'm not trying to alienate anyone.
I'm not trying to alienate people, but at the same time, you know, how do you take one guy's word for everything from a super underground government battle with gray aliens who also have their own underground base right next to the United States government underground base? I mean, if that doesn't sound like kookery off the bat when you can't document a thing about it, I don't know what does.
Yeah, definitely. Have you ever, I know you've heard of this, and people have always quoted the last line of the speech, but, you know, one of the greatest patriot founding fathers we have is Patrick Henry. He's one mm-hmm. of my heroes. Have you ever read his speech where the last line is what they quote, give me liberty or give me death? Have you ever read the whole thing?
No, I'd be lying if I said I did.
Oh, man, I'm telling you. What I'd like to do is just quote from this if I could.
Sure.
Okay. He addressed the Continental Congress on March 23rd, 1775. Here's what he said. And I hear a lot of Alex Jones in this. Now, see the parallels. He said, no man thinks more highly than I do of the patriotism as well as abilities of the very worthy gentlemen who have just addressed the House. But different men often see the same subject in different lights. And therefore, I hope it will not be thought disrespectful to those gentlemen if, entertaining as I do opinions of a character very opposite to theirs, I shall speak forth my sentiments freely and without reserve. This is no time for ceremony. So what he was addressing was they were trying to appease the King of England and basically, I'm trying to think of the word, but, you know,
pander to him?
Negotiate with him. Right,
okay.
Pander to him. And so the essence of what he says is that's done. We can't do that. And he goes into, he says, Mr. President, It is natural for to man to indulge in the illusions of hope. We are apt to shut our eyes against the painful truth and listen to the song of that siren till she transforms us into beasts. Is this the part of wise men engaged in a great and arduous struggle for liberty? Are we disposed to be of the number of those who, having eyes, see not, and having ears, hear not, the things which so nearly concern their temporal salvation? For my part, whatever anguish of spirit it may cost, I am willing to know the whole truth, to know the worst, and to provide for it. And then he says, I have but one lamp by which my feet are guided, and that is the lamp of experience. I know of no way of judging of the future but by the past. And judging by the past, I wish to know what there has been in the conduct of the British ministry for the last 10 years to justify those hopes with which gentlemen have been pleased to solace themselves and the House. Is it that insidious smile with which our petitions have been lately received? Trust it not, sir. It will prove a snare to your feet. Suffer not yourselves to be betrayed with a kiss. Ask yourselves how this gracious reception of our petition comports with those warlike preparations which cover our waters and darken our land. Are fleets and armies necessary to a work of love and reconciliation? Have we shown ourselves so unwilling to be reconciled that force must be called in to win back our love? Let us not deceive ourselves, sir. These are implements of war and subjugation, the last argument to which kings resort. I ask, gentlemen, sir, what means this martial array if its purpose be not to force us to submission? Can gentlemen assign any other possible motive for it? Has Great Britain any enemy in this quarter of the world to call for all this accumulation of navies and armies? No, sir, she has none. They are meant for us. They can be meant for no other. They are sent over to bind and rivet upon us those chains which the British ministry have been so long forging. And what have we to oppose to them? Shall we try argument? Sir, we have been trying that for the last 10 years. Have we anything new to offer upon the subject? Nothing. We have held the subject up in every light of which it is capable, but it has been all in vain. Shall we resort to entreaty and humble supplication? What terms shall we find which have not been already exhausted? Let us not, I beseech you, sir, deceive ourselves. Sir, we have done everything that could be done to avert the storm which is now coming on. We have petitioned, we have remonstrated, we have supplicated, we have prostrated ourselves before the throne, have implored its interposition to arrest the tyrannical hands of the ministry and parliament. Our petitions have been slighted, our remonstrances have produced additional violence and insult, our supplications have been disregarded, and we have been spurned with contempt from the foot of the throne. In vain, after these things, may we indulge the fond hope of peace and reconciliation. There is no longer any room for hope. If we wish to be free, if we mean to preserve inviolate those inestimable privileges for which we have been so long contending, if we mean not basely to abandon the noble struggle in which we have been so long engaged and which we have pledged ourselves never to abandon until the glorious object of our contest shall be obtained, we must fight. I repeat it, sir, we must fight. An appeal to arms and to the God of hosts is all that is left us. Now, I won't finish the rest of it, but that's the gist of it. He's saying the time for talk is over. We got to go to action, and we're going to have to fight these suckers, and that's the only way we're going to fend them off.
That's right. As they smile in your face and lie to you, I thank you for the call, Stephen. You know, I mean, that's why we have a Second Amendment, folks. I mean, obviously, it's a God-given right, but it's, you know, to defend yourselves against a tyrannical government. And like Patrick Henry said in that thing, you know, why are these navies amassing? Why are these armies on our shore? There is no enemy other than the people. So why do we have DHS in this country? Why are we bringing over privatized military forces? Why are we holding NLE 09, a large FEMA DHS international terrorist drill to acclimate the public to global governance and surveillance on a totally and completely new level? And that brings me to my next story. Teleatlas, photorealistic city models to aid navigation terrorism. Navigation devices are everywhere and just keep getting better and better thanks to 3D maps provided by the likes of Teleatlas and Navitech. Now Teleatlas is announcing its photorealistic advanced city models destined for in-car and portable navigation systems and mobile devices, which I think is cool. But in June, Telelance will release 40 maps based on BLOM aerial imagery for cities across Europe. Hundreds of more cities, including those in North America and Asia, will be available in 2010. Remember, Google already has laid ink to paper to give the rights to Teleatlas maps for its Google mobile, desktop, and online offerings. And with Teleatlas maps loaded to PSPs, navigators such as Pioneer, Mio, and of course TomTom, just think of what's to come. And remember, it's to fight terrorism. It's not to get you around. It's to fight terrorism. Just another tool to spy on the populace. We'll be back with Ryan, and more. It's the Info Warrior with Jason Burmes, PrisonPlanet.tv, Infowars.com.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. Yeah. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Are you wondering about your retirement portfolio? Are you confident that the financial advisor is experienced enough to combat climbing interest rates, taxes, and inflation? Stop guessing and go to the expert, Robert Chapman of the International Forecaster. When you subscribe to the International Forecaster, you get Robert Chapman's 45 years of experience and concise investment recommendations. Who needs sugar-coated excuses when you can get the cold hard facts and proven investment leads you can't get anywhere else? For a free introductory copy to Robert Chapman's International Forecaster, subscribe now at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. Experience the difference. When you subscribe, you can email Robert Chapman directly to obtain investment advice tailored just for you. Don't wait another minute. Subscribe today at theinternationalforecaster.com or call 877-479-8178. That's 877-479-8178.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at Infowars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
Americans, do you know where your food comes from? Is it safe, secure, and healthy? Did you know most of our food is now contaminated with genetically modified ingredients? We at Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company have been helping people get pure garden seed for 12 years and carry over 1,200 varieties of GMO-free heirloom seed. Go to www.rareseeds.com for more information. That's rareseeds.com. Baker Creek Heirloom Seed Company was started in 1998 by a 17-year-old as a hobby. It was developed out of a passion for preserving our vegetable heritage. The company now offers the largest selection of pure heirloom seeds, strive every year to bring back varieties like our forefathers grew. In times like these, we can't trust the government to keep our seeds safe. Every year at Baker Creek, we work to preserve the best of the oldest for future gardeners. We also offer affordable seed collections for long-term storage. Go to www.rareseeds.com and get your seeds from America's pure seed source. That's rareseeds.com.
Well, come on, all of you big strong men. Uncle Sam needs your help again. Got himself in a terrible jam way down yonder in Vietnam. Put down your books and pick up a gun. We're gonna have a whole lot of fun. And it's one, two, three. What are we fighting for? Don't ask me, I don't give a damn. The next stop is Vietnam. And it's five, six, seven. Open up the pearly gates. Well, there ain't no time to wonder why.
Whoopee, you're all going to die. All right, folks. You know, I've been bashing the RFIDs all day, and I'm going to continue to do so. This one's out of, what is this, tech analysis, I think it is. Soon it'll be quite smart if it's tagged with radio frequency identification. What are they talking about? Seafood. IBM Smart Food, let me say that again. All right, IBM Smart Food Initiative provides businesses and governments with the technology and expertise needed to create a smarter, safer food supply for consumers around the world. What this really means is with this RFID system, they're going to ensure that you're getting GMO, non-nutritious, not-so-delicious food that is just stripped of all nutrients. As of May 18th, IBM announced a pilot project in Vietnam to deliver a system that will use RFID to track Vietnamese seafood exports. Apparently a market worth more than $4.5 billion in 2008, according to IBM. We will all be able to answer precisely the awkward questions like, it's 2 a.m., do you know where your shrimp is? So RFID's literally being used everywhere for everything, and we went over the really moat-sized Hitachi. It was a Hitachi chip, and it is ultra, ultra small. All right, let's continue to take your calls. Ryan in California, you're on the air, sir.
Check, check.
Check, check.
All right, good. Coming through. Hey, good to finally talk to you. I have 2 points and a question I want to get across. You and Alex have been working very hard to try and emphasize the corruption and how dark our government is. And one of the best ways of getting that across is to listen to people who have actually come from the inside, who have talked about the corruption that they've been a part of. So I'm going to recommend a YouTube channel. It's called The Fifth Seal, S-E-A-L. This guy has interviews with spies who've been in the CIA, who have done everything from black bag ops to wet work to smuggling drugs. And, of course, that's pretty well known by now. They also have interviews with mind control victims who were instigated into being into a mind control through satanic rituals. Mm-hmm. And this is a good way to, I think, you know, some of this.
Well, you know what? Let me suggest something for people to go check out to just see how corrupt the government can get. Go check out Conspiracy of Silence, which is on the web. It's about an hour long, and it's about a lot of the things that you're talking about. I mean, literally the drug running works into it. The SRA or satanic ritual abuse works into it, and the child molestation also works into it. And it is quite an eye-opener if you haven't seen Conspiracy of Silence. Go ahead, Ryan.
Yeah, good stuff, and I'll look that up too. Lastly, I was in kind of tuned to some of these other comments, and maybe a different caller you said my caller has already called in. There was this video online of Alex maybe having a short fit, and people, you know, like to blow that out of proportion and show maybe his blind spots, as you like to say.
Mm-hmm.
And it was just a sea of trash when it came to comments. So I came out and, you know, just presented the truth, and, you know, I got trashed for that as well. There was a guy who, and it was unbelievable. You know, they call us nuts. This guy kind of transcended that into the next level. He says Alex is part of the, he's a Jesuit, and then he's part of the Vatican Secret Society. He's part of Project Mockingbird, and his whole mission is to spread this info by making people think that he's alternative media, and actually he's part of mainstream media. And he's just
meanwhile, he provides no evidence. I know exactly who you're talking about. There's no evidence whatsoever.
No evidence. Well, like little blurbs, you know, he'll spit out, and then he uses those, and he kind of tips them on their head, and he turns them around, and, you know, changes a different color, and it makes it look like it might have some connection with corruption. But no, it's
one of the things that guy produces is he shows this picture of some guy in drag and claims that it's Alex Jones in drag. I can promise you, Alex Jones has never been in drag ever. And I've seen the picture. It doesn't look anything like Alex. And then they try to say, like, connections with the Sheen family, who are devout Jesuits. Apparently, Charlie Sheen's father goes to knows some Jesuit priest or whatever. Who cares? I mean, it's not like Charlie Sheen is calling the office or Alex's house every day of the week. It's, you know, he has a relationship with Charlie, but it's barely there. You know, it just blows my mind how people can take one small thing, blow it out of proportion and say, here's the evidence.
Yeah, well, we're trying to present real corruption here, and this guy is chasing his tail trying to make connections that really don't exist. My last question, I've heard a rumor that there may be an InfoWar prison plant dating site you guys are trying to develop.
A dating site? Really? I don't know. Are we doing that? Is that true? Oh, no, no. Paul's giving me the Jones has been talking about it. Look at that. I don't know anything about it, but I guess we are. I know we've tried to set up like a Facebook or a MySpace where you could meet chicks possibly. So who knows, man? Maybe it is on the horizon. I thank you for the call. We're going to continue to take your calls. Hit the news. I still got a stacker right here. It's the InfoWar with Jason Burbus, PrisonPlanet.tv, InfoWars.com.
You're listening to GCN. GCN. The Genesis Communication Radio Network.
Hi, this is Peter Kronschnabel with Midas Resources. As you know, government spending is at an all-time high and inflation is on the rise. What are you doing right now to protect yourself financially? As the economy continues to deteriorate due to corporate greed and government intervention, more people will lose their jobs and worse, their life savings. Having your hard-earned money in banks, the stock market, or any other paper asset is a lose-lose deal. You'll lose on your capital investment and you'll lose purchasing power as the dollar continues to devalue. One thing is certain, having physical possession of gold and silver will guarantee that no matter what happens, your investment will never be worthless. If you've been thinking about investing in the physical possession of precious metals, I can help. Call me today, Peter Kronschnabel, at 800-686-2237, extension 108, and I will take the time personally to put together a portfolio designed to protect what you've worked so hard for. Call Peter, 800-686-2237, extension 108. You've worked hard your whole life, and I want to work hard for you. Call 800-686-2237, extension 108.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to have a civilian national security force that's just as powerful, just as strong, just as well-funded.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
If you've always wanted to experience the amazing benefits from using oil of oregano, the time to act is now. With so many places to choose from, where can you be 100% certain you're getting the highest quality oil for your dollar? The answer is simple. PureBulk.com. PureBulk.com brings you ultra-pure, non-diluted oil of oregano with 80% or better carvacrol. PureBulk.com also carries over 120 nutritional products, including atomic iodine, amino acids, herbal extracts, and heart health, all made with no fillers, additives, or fancy packaging, saving you 50 to 90% over store-bought supplements. With each order, PureBulk.com will send you one dram of atomic iodine, a 150-day supply, absolutely free. Just enter promotional code IODINE at website checkout. Visit PureBulk.com. That's PureBulk.com. Or call 406-251-3270. 406-251-3270 today.
I never remorse for you, no letters endorsing you. Pole position in the coffin is what is costing you. The caucus bosses who control the fortunes through the mortgages of a culture with losses through and through.
But it's the rebel arm.
Godspeed with devil's charm. The shit made gets switched blades in every arm. And this way we ixnay on any harm. Cause snakes play and fakes lay like hidden bombs. We march in unison. The soul is true within eternal missions with just a lifetime to do it in.
Stronghold set it with ash, it with batons. The rebel arms swarm and form like Voltron.
slash your obese. You heard Mark of the East running through cop land screaming, fuck the police. Hormones in the water, they acting out of order. Like,
you know, lest I be accused of not showing the dual edge of technology, in other words, the empowerment on one end and the enslavement on the other. We've been talking a lot about the enslavement using RFID chips, but this one is actually a feel-good story. RFID gives voice to nonverbal children. When nonverbal students at New York Public District 75 in Queens first got their hands on the Logan ProxTalker, developed by Connecticut startup company ProxTalker.com, they began communicating. According to Karen Gorman, the district's assistive technology evaluation coordinator, it all started with a simple good morning. But when the children, who are not able to speak due to multiple disabilities such as autism, began working with the device given to them by their teacher, they were soon putting together entire sentences. The Logan ProxTalker, apparently the size of a laptop computer, and they show a little boy, if you scroll down, I think. Basically, this little boy, he has one next to him. Yeah, there it is right there. It's about the size of a laptop. It was designed by Glenn Dobbs, the president of the company, and Kevin Miller, the VP. The device employs RFID technology to help child instruct the machine what to say and comes up with an RFID interrogator and tags known as sound tags, each with a word or phrase and usually a corresponding image printed on the front. When a child moves a tag over the machine, it announces the word that the tag represents. So, you know, back in the day, they used to have those cards that every one of them had a barcode and you got the thing and it gave you, you know, it was like one of those like interactive gaming kind of things. And this is kind of using that technology, but instead of to play a game, it's so that autistic kids and other kids with, you know, different disabilities can speak to people. I think this is actually a very cool invention, and it's non-intrusive because it's not inside their body. But can you imagine them saying, well, now if you give your autistic kid this chip, he'll be able to communicate via this device because internally it will know what he's trying to say, and it will basically interpret that and put it out in, you know, plain speak. Common folk talk, if you will. So this is a neat idea. I just hope it doesn't get out of control, and actually a very cool invention. Let's see. Panel votes to investigate extremism report. Democrats on a key House panel joined Republicans in a unanimous vote calling a formal inquiry into the Homeland Security Department to determine how contentious report that described military veterans as possible recruits for radical extremists was developed and distributed in a rare bipartisan manner. See, that it's a lose-lose if they try to back these reports up and say they're good for the country. So they're all going to grandstand, but they're going to, I mean, it's going to be bad news, Brown. I just have to report on it because they're saying, we're going to investigate those DHS reports. We're going to do it. We're going to get to the bottom of it. We love you. We're the government. All right, let's go to Ryan in Kentucky. Ryan, you're on the line.
Hey, Jason. I just want to talk about the whole Boy Scout deal.
Sure thing.
Those groups are Explorer Scouts, which are older scouts, and they allow male and females in it, and normally they work with, like, police departments, fire stations, and it's not your normal, you know, merit badge.
Yeah, yeah, they're usually the ones riding alongs with the cops or the firefighters, and they're kind of, like, on scene and that whole deal, right?
Right. Like, I'm an Eagle Scout. I never got involved in Explorer Scout, but I want to bring, like, a Red Dawn scenario to this. Mm-hmm. In Red Dawn, where the colonel was, you know, asking the mayor about his son, and the colonel was like, yeah, he's a part of a elite paramilitary force known as the Eagle Scouts. So that kind of takes that to it.
What do you think, a little predictive programming there?
Maybe, yeah. Or maybe the feds have been watching Red Dawn and decided to Shanghai before we could get to him.
You know, this is just so crazy to me because, again, you're right. This is the older scouts. I think this is like the 14 and up scouts are in the Explorers program, right?
Right. Like I think up to 21, because normal Boy Scouts end at 18, and they can go up to, like, age 21.
Mm-hmm. Well, again, you know, Alex is right. When they train your 14, 15, and 16-year-olds, they don't expect them to be fighting terror right away. What they're doing is they're grooming them for the next level when they're 18 and their toy gun is a real gun. And DHS
exactly.
is hiring across the country. You know,
and
when
that's
DHS...
all they train to do, mm-hmm. you know, throughout high school, all the way up. And so when they get out of high school... Yeah, they don't want to go to college. They're going to want to go into law enforcement or go into, you know, Homeland Security. And since they already have that intro, their name's already on that DHS list of supporters, they got an intro job right there.
Yeah, exactly. And with them gutting the economy, there are only going to be government jobs left. And this city year thing is going to be one of those things where they're going to take the city year kids and they're going to be like, hey, how about you do this next? You know, there's no real private sector jobs out there. We really liked you in this program. Why don't you try this next program? And it'll be the next level of indoctrination. Because overall, city year, until it was corrupted by this, you know, federal funding and now this national program, was a good program. But I just don't want to see a country full of red, white, and black fascist children, you know, doing paramilitary things in the name of the Lord, the Savior Obama, because they are change and they are unstoppable. They're shedding their individual skins and taking on a universal one for a new world.
Go ahead. The high schoolers, I got a high school teacher at my old high school who's going to be showing, hopefully, the Obama section to her sociology class.
Awesome. That's very cool.
These will be seniors. They'll be, you know, some of the brighter students. They'll be able to handle that. And hopefully they can take that out, take the information and move on with it.
Yeah, no, absolutely. And, you know, loose change has been shown in high schools. I've actually gone to a few high schools, not into classrooms, but to after school type things and shown the movie. I've been to colleges and shown the movie. Same thing with Fabled Enemies. We can have an effect. That's why we put these movies out, so we can try to affect the youth so they don't just blindly follow Miley Cyrus, Hannah Montana, when she says, the internet's bad because people are calling me fat on it. Let's pass the Cyberbullying Act. I thank you for the call, Ryan. Let's go to the Anti-Federalist in Georgia. You're on. Yes, sir.
Hey, Jason. I just wanted to tell you I'm excited about this weekend, man. I'm looking forward to the fight. Just picked
up. Oh, man.
Today.
What do you think? You think Rashad or Machida? I'm taking Machida.
I don't want to admit it, but I'm taking Machida too, man.
You know, and as we talk MMA on this political program, you know, Rashad Evans is a pretty tight fighter. He disappointed me in his Michael Bisping fight. He did win that fight, but Bisping, you know, he doesn't impress me that much as a fighter. I mean, he's probably, you know, top 10, top 15 in his division, but he's overrated in my opinion. I hope Henderson works him when they fight. But Machida, it seems to me the real deal. And the reason I think Machida's going to take him, if you watch Machida's fight with Tito Ortiz, he didn't let Ortiz get off once, not once. And in the Rashad Ortiz fight, Tito could have beat, really would have beaten Rashad if he didn't grab onto the fence and lose that point. Now, the question is, if he doesn't grab onto the fence, does he get slammed to the ground and all of a sudden get ground and pounded out? But,
right.
You know, Ortiz looked a lot better against Rashad than he did against Machida. And personally, I wanted to see the Rashad Rampage fight until Rampage got injured. So I'm expecting Machida, but I am hoping that Rashad can win so I can see that Rashad Rampage fight. On another note, who are you taking in the Sarah Hughes fight? I'm obviously rooting for Matt Serra and hoping he's pulling off a victory.
Absolutely. After watching, you know, the series and seeing Matt Hughes, you know, of course it's edited for TV, so who knows what the real story is, but the way he came off in that TV series.
Well, listen, back in the day when they were gearing up for Matt Hughes to fight BJ Penn, I remember this like it was yesterday. I'm watching and I'm over at my buddy's house and they kind of roll up on him really quick to get an interview. And while he's in the interview, you can see him putting his wedding ring back on. Exactly. That tells me what kind of a guy Matt Hughes is. Sarah, all the way. I appreciate the call and the lightheartedness of it. It's nice to back off from these subjects and talk about people beating each other's brains in for a minute. All right, let's go to Manuel in California. Manuel, you're on the air.
Hey, Jason. This is Manuel from the Bay. I'm a member of We Are Change SF.
Mm-hmm.
And the reason why I'm calling was to give you some good news and a little bit of bad news.
Okay.
Which one do you want first?
Give me the bad news first. That way maybe I can get cheered up afterwards.
Okay, so here's the bad news. AccessSF.org is the public access channel here in San Francisco. A really close friend of mine by the name of Kevin Hammond hosts the show titled Exposing the New World Order.
Oh, cool.
He's been producing shows on AccessSF for about several years now. He started back in 2006, and he was one of the founding members of Truth Action.
Mm-hmm.
The government's going to step in and take over the station.
Oh.
So what we're doing right now here in the Bay, not so much We Are Change, but other grassroots organizations, we're trying to save the station.
Mm-hmm.
So they have the SOS campaign, Save Our Station, and we're trying to get the city council members of San Francisco to prevent the government from taking over. And they're doing this across the country. Alex Jones talked about it a little bit. I think you may have in some previous shows, but.
Well, Alex, they tried to take over his, they tried to take over his, public access. I think it was like 3 or 4 years ago, and he fought it and he won, but we no longer really need to use public access because we have this little studio, and prisonplanet.tv has gotten so big, and our YouTube presence continues to grow. How can people help you? How can they support you? What's a website they can go to?
Well, first of all, they can check out accesssf.org, and that's the public access website for San Francisco Channel 29. And you can also check out fightthenwo.org. Mm-hmm. It has a lot of older episodes of Kevin's first shows, and he drops a lot of props to you guys, man.
Oh, that's excellent.
You know, he loves your work. You know, he tries to spread the same message that you are doing. Every time I call on the show, I tell him that he's the tip of the spear here on the West Coast, because there's not too many people here in the Bay Area that are, you know, anti-New World Order, I guess.
No, most people are just loving liberals, man. They really think that Obama's going to save them. What's the good news you got for me?
All right, so here's the good news. I attended the Richard M. Haas book signing event here in the city.
Oh, Mr. Haas, Mr. CFR globalist himself. You know, did you see? Go ahead.
What's that?
I was going to ask you if you had seen the Colbert Report, where he mentions that he's in the CFR and in the Illuminati, and Haas just like, ha, 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 ha. But he gets really uncomfortable for a second when Colbert mentions it. Go ahead.
Well, we did, basically, we are change tactics. We went in there pretending to be, you know, happy-go-lucky people, Kool-Aid drinking idiots. Mm-hmm. And then right when we, you know, cozied up to the guy by saying, you know, we love your work, we're glad that you did this, blah, blah, blah. Then we started asking him about Bilderberg. Immediately, after we said Bilderberg, he turned red, stood up, and just went off to the next person. So we're working on a We Are Change video for San Francisco. I know where to send it to, Aaron D, or Aaron at Infowars.com or whoever.
Aaron at Infowars and Rob D at Infowars. I thank you for the call, Manuel. Let's jump to, that's great news, because Richard Haas is really one of those big, big demons. And you got to see that Colbert clip, man, when he's like, oh, you're a ruler of the world. Oh, Mr. Haas. And he is a policymaker and a member of this elite squad that is out to usurp our sovereignty and Bill of Rights to bring in not only a North American Union, but a new world order. All right, Frank in North Carolina, you are on the line, sir. Yes, sir.
Yeah, hey, Jason, I appreciate you taking my call. I just wanted to send a shout-out to Alex Jones. I've always wanted to talk to the man, but never been able to. I've tried calling a few times over the years during the day, but he was very important in my awakening about 5 years ago.
Oh, that's good news. He was also very important in my awakening as well.
I think a lot of us.
Yes, absolutely.
Anyway, I'm very encouraged. I hear a lot of, listen to your show a lot at night when I'm working out, and I hear a lot of people calling from North Carolina, and I find that very encouraging. I called in once to your show about a week or two ago. I sent an email to George Norrie at Coast to Coast, by the way, suggesting, I know he has Alex Jones on a lot, and over the years, probably for the past 4 or 5 years, first time I ever heard Alex was on Coast to Coast, and every time George Norrie has Alex Jones on as a guest, I always get as many people as I can to send him a thank you email. It's a simple thank you email. Hey, thanks for, you know, having the guts to have Alex on and letting him have his say, that kind of thing. And I sent him an email tonight just basically requesting. I've seen Jesse Ventura is running around a lot in the spotlight, and I was just requesting. I thought it would be a pretty interesting time if he would have Alex Jones and Jesse Ventura sometime over the next month.
That would be great.
On the show at the same time.
Yeah, you know, back in the day, they had that kind of like it was like a 4-person, 3-hour show all about 9/11 truth.
Yeah, I've
got
a lot of those on tape. Yep.
Yeah, he had David Ray Griffin, Alex Jones, Peter Lance, and I can't remember who the fourth person was, but it was one of the best Coast to Coast that I've ever heard of. It's hard for me to listen to Coast to Coast because not only is it a caller-based show, but George Norrie will allow the callers to get away with just murder. You know, they let them say whatever they want, whether it has a basis
in
fact.
He allows Peter Lance to get away with murder, too. I can tell, though, more and more as the years go by, Peter Lance, you can tell he doesn't even believe what he's saying anymore.
Well, you know, a lot of what he says is true, but he always spins it into incompetence and lack of resources or a rogue element. It's never a concerted plan. It's never actually, you know, a cabal. It's always incompetence or somebody double-crossed us. I mean, he really plays that that card that I was talking about with this 7-7 story. You know, it's now coming out that, yes, there were people in the intelligence industry and in the police force that wanted to investigate some of these quote-unquote 7-7 bombers, but the MI5 told them to back off. Well, the MI5 told them to back off because they knew that they would later be patsies and they were really intelligence assets. But they never talk about that. You know, that's what makes me sick about Lance, man. He just will never acknowledge that this was not a triple cross. This was a concerted effort to train Islamic militants in this country and then use drills to set up the biggest terror attack the world has ever seen on 9/11, sir.
Absolutely. Hey, can I get one more little point out?
You got it.
Hey, listen, I've been listening to Alex Jones since 2005. I got stacks and stacks of audio cassettes in here. Mm-hmm. I don't know why. I'm an old-fashioned guy. I'm a 43-year-old old Marine jarhead. I got freaking stacks of tapes. I freaking let anybody that wants to listen to them. But I'll tell you what, I'm awake. I've been awake, and I'm pretty hardened to all this stuff. But the interview that Alex Jones did yesterday with the guy, I can't think of his name right offhand.
Perkins.
The
economic hitman.
Of an economic hitman. That shit, I've heard him before, but that stuff makes my hair stand up on the back of my neck.
Yeah, no, you know, John Perkins is a pretty impressive guy, and he really talks about how the CIA will destabilize countries. You know, he never outwardly talks that he's a member of the CIA. And I thank you for the call, by the way. He actually, you know, he's there as an advisor or a diplomat, and he gets close to these people. They never really know he's an intelligence agent. And if you don't know about Perkins and the Economic Hitman book, go check it out. You know, Bill Burr actually was awakened kind of by Perkins. He ran into him. They started talking. That's the popular comedian over at Comedy Central. We had him on the program. You know, unfortunately, he said he had tapped out on the subject for now, but I'm sure he'll be back into it. I mean, I'd like to get Perkins in one of our films. I'd like to do a sit-down interview with him. I think that he would be excellent for my new film, Invisible Empire, coming to a DVD and prison planet near you. If you want to help me out, you can always buy my latest film, Fabled Enemies, make copies, and spread it around the globe. Maybe show it at a school or a church. Sounds like a good plan. Final segment of the Info Warrior on the other side. I'm Jason Burmes, prisonplanet.tv, infowars.com.
With food prices soaring to all-time highs, as the dollar continues to fall in value, what can you and your family do to guarantee that fresh, nutritious vegetables will make it to your dinner table? Garden in a Can. Garden in a Can is your source for premium, long-term storable seeds. Garden in a Can is ready when you are. Plant them now or store them for when you really need them. There are 16 large, hermetically sealed, non-hybrid, open-pollinated packets of seeds, along with detailed planting instructions sealed in a can for ultimate long-term protection. Garden in a Can. It's that simple. Fresh, healthy, easy. Only $69.95 for over a half acre of safe, fresh vegetables. Ready when you are. Stop procrastinating and start preparing with Garden in a Can. For more details, visit GardenInACan.com today. That's GardenInACan.com or call 866-598-7396. 866-598-7396.
In the New World Order's war against humanity, Barack Obama is the tip of the spear.
We've got to give them a stake in creating the kind of world order that I think all of us would like to see.
The Obama deception completely destroys the myth that Obama is working for the best interest of the American people.
Well, Obama's already fudging. He's fudged since day one in this election.
If you have a demagogue with a fanatical mass movement of personality cultists who is imposing the program of a group of extreme bankers and finance oligarchs, that's fascism.
It's not about left or right. It's about a one-world government. This film documents who Obama works for, the lies he is told, and his real agenda. Get your copy of The Obama Deception today at InfoWars.com or download it in super high quality at PrisonPlanet.tv. The Obama Deception. The people strike back.
You already know that drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline, to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. 269-216-9767 today.
We're going to take a final couple of calls. You know, I didn't even get to some of my tech news or this secret meeting that was held in New York. I'm going to get to it right now. Under cloak of secrecy, some of the world's wealthiest people gathered in an unprecedented meeting this month in New York City, possibly to coordinate strategies for giving their vast fortunes to charity in the midst of the financial crisis. So who was there? Well, our good friends Bill Gates, Warren Buffett, Ted Turner, Mr. Population Sustainability, Mayor Michael Bloomberg, George Soros, and here it is, Oprah, a little Oprah action. You know, I keep Oprah's name out of my mouth because I don't really have a huge diss for her. I think overall she does good things, but she's meeting with some serious demons here in the likes of Ted Turner, Buffett, Bloomberg, Soros, and, you know, I don't hate Gates, but he doesn't do good things. And Rockefeller was also there as well. And that's just the public of who's there. I think, is there anybody else? Nope, that's it. So that's worth looking at. And then there's this new laser projector. ENS 8K laser projectors also display 3D content in HD. This thing apparently can produce the quality of 16 times 1080p HD. Can you imagine that? 16 times, and it can also project in 3D, something that James Cameron is currently working on. Very, very interesting stuff. We like to stay up on the tech news here at the InfoWarrior. If you missed any of the program, the podcast is on the left-hand side of the InfoWarrior.com, as well as a huge archive of my last couple of months worth of shows. All right, let's go to Rita in Illinois. Rita, you're on the line.
Hi, Jason. I called real quick, but, you know, as long as you're talking about Oprah, no, she is like, she's evil. My sister is, like, totally entranced by this woman, and I don't want to go into Oprah, but, yeah, she's the Krusty the Clown of the world, you know.
I like that, Rita. I like that a lot. Go ahead.
I've written songs about her, but I just don't have them up there yet. Anyway, you said yesterday, why don't I put a laugh track to the, you know, the Joe Biden thing?
Yes.
I did it, and I emailed it to you. I don't know. I want to see if you got it yet.
Wait, did you send it to jason@infowars.com?
I sent it through your website.
You sent it. Yeah, so that goes to Jason Douglas. So perhaps Douglas forwarded it to me. I'll ask him about it tomorrow.
The title?
You know, they have my. Fast. Yeah, go ahead.
The title is just Biden, haha. No spaces, just Biden, haha.
Biden, haha. Okay, go ahead.
That's it.
All right. Thank you for the call, Rita. Oh, sorry, I let her go. My bad, Rita. You're a good caller. I'm sorry I let you go too quick. But yeah, for those that don't know, if you try to email me on the InfoWarrior, it doesn't go to my email. It goes to Jason Douglas, a producer here. I know that sounds kind of wacky, but I don't have my own email set up here. Basically, because it's all I can do in a day to go through all my Facebook and MySpace tips, and then the emails that go to Rob D and Jason Douglas that come to me. I mean, it's a lot of work, believe it or not, folks. Alex in North Carolina, you're the last caller this evening, sir.
Hello?
Yes.
You were talking about Oprah. There was this one quote that I heard a while ago from Obama. He was saying that I accept Oprah Winfrey, and there are Christians that are saying that means he's becoming part of her church or something.
Is there a Church of Oprah? I know she has a school.
Yeah, she has a Church of Oprah.
Is that true, man? Are you sure there's a Church of Oprah? That seems a little over the top.
That's what this video on YouTube was saying, but...
You got to watch what you believe on the internet. What else you got for me, my brother?
I also wanted to ask about IBM.
Mm-hmm.
I think you said that it had something to do with eugenics or something.
Well, it's a new smart ID program, which is using RFID chips to track and trace all the food that they're sending over, and the beta test is from Vietnam seafood. And remember, this is going to make sure that everything is nice and fresh and good, yet they want to replace all the regular food with GMO foods and ban organic farming. So it's going to be another control mechanism based on what you can ingest in your body. It's the Info Warrior back tomorrow, 9 to midnight. Thank you all.
Hello, friends. This is Alex Jones. I've told you for a long time it's important to be self-sufficient. And today, that's more important than ever. We need to be independent, and food and water is the key. You'll never have to stand in a bread line if you have your own bread. You'll never have to go to the Superdome and beg for FEMA to take care of your family in any emergency if you simply prepare. No one is going to take care of your family in the final equation but you. You know eFoodsDirect.com is still able to ship storable food that's safe from E. coli, salmonella, genetic alteration, or Chinese imports. And they do it at almost half the cost of last year's grocery prices. Call 1-800-409-5633 or on the web, go to eFoodsDirect.com. Visit eFoodsDirect.com and look over the fine list of high-quality, freeze-dried, and dehydrated foods they have to offer. Watch the free videos, look at their online catalog, or give them a call at 1-800-409-5633. Again, 800-409-5633 or on the web at eFoodsDirect.com. Take action today. The first step is getting storable food.